Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Bro, rock, smash, a scissor. Start it off.
I thought that means I lost.
No. Winner's outs is what we're playing? We're playing winner's outs?
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Best in Show Radio. My name is Keith. As always, with me is my partner and co-host and boyfriend, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, that's me. I feel like you're a little lower than me, but that could be crazy.
With us, as always, is our producer, Brian, and our buddy, Freddie.
Hello.
And, it's a strange week, actually. I guess we'll get right into it.
Weird, wild, weird stuff. Well, the strange thing is, before we do anything, before we start talking about the 400 topics that we need to get into on today's show, the one thing we said we were going to do last week was we were going to give some kid 2 hours to try and eat a dozen donuts. So we won't even get into it. We'll let him start off right at the beginning of the show.
I'm glad I have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So Brian, if you guys didn't know, our buddy Brian said that he somehow thinks that he's the donut eating champion of North America, and you have to turn the mic, the volume in the chat room on.
I came in here with half of my 17-ounce water gone. I might be able to finish the other half of it in 2 hours.
Awesome.
Those donuts are filled with pizza, though, you guys know. They're donut-filled pizzas.
I did get 3 pizza-flavored donuts.
I would love to eat anything pizza-flavored.
That sounds delicious, doesn't
Except for pizza. I don't particularly want pizza, but like some pizza flavored something, like a pizza burger, delicious. Pizza donut, I'm all for
it. Pizza burgers are a common thing, aren't they?
Yeah, I like them.
I ate one, but
yeah. Well, I'm not saying that they're, you know.
So you would have to get it from a diner, and honestly, what kind of sauce are they using in the diner?
I don't think I've ever had anything good at a diner ever. I think I maybe had a burger good there, a grilled cheese good there, and
that's what I'm saying. You were
disco fries,
like something
yeah.
Parmesan
and I'm honestly thinking, yeah, there's definitely no marinara sauce that's any good.
No Sunday gravy. It's no Sunday gravy.
I don't know what gravy is. I'm Italian. I don't live in a crazy world. Gravy is brown and it goes on meats.
Really? I know Italian people that gravy is red sauce.
Yeah, they're not actually real Italians. They're stupid. No, in all honesty, I recognize the stupidity of being obsessed with it being sauce and not gravy to me. But gravy to me is like brown. It goes on roast beef or turkey or chicken.
I agree with that. I do agree with that. But I swear I've heard you refer to it as gravy.
Definitely 100% not me. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. No, I've never once. I don't do it. Hey, bro, what are you doing? Why are you slacking?
How come
you're
not slacking? Let me get started. I had to fix the chat room. It was doubling up and repeating, and everyone screamed and yelled. So,
I got
production stuff to do.
Oh, sorry. So, hey, man, produce, do what you got to do. But it's straight now.
Yeah, it should be fine. By the way, I also brought some donuts in for the rest of you guys. Please help yourself.
No,
I've got a dozen. You guys
thanks.
Can deal with it.
So I'll pass on that.
I don't think we could finish the other dozen between the three of us.
If you gave us like 3 shows, I think we could. But all right, so that was the first thing we had to get off the bat.
I'd like to steal your camera for a minute, Keith. Here,
I think your camera, should steal it for the whole show.
But you're on the camera; could see things, can it?
Do you think it can see the donuts?
Yeah. Okay. Whatever you need to. I thought Keith was allowed to be on the show, but I understand how it is now.
I'd rather not.
I just wanted proof that, in fact, there were a dozen donuts here.
But for the record, I'm not going to talk while the camera's not on me.
Oh, understood. But, yeah, so I guess what let's get the things out of the way. You're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio. You can get us on the chat room. Go to bestinshowradio.com, click on contact, click on chat, or go to tpxradio.com and click on chat, which apparently the whole site has totally changed. I just discovered this 3 minutes ago. You can also get us on the hotline, if you so choose, 877-744-6405. Or you can get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Chris, Best in Show Brian, and Best in Show Keith, respectively.
You know, I find this whole Robin Quivers thing weird when I look at the chat room. That there's the three of you and then me in my little glass booth.
Well, if you look at the other one, you could see the top of your head in the other camera angle.
My most appealing part.
Nice.
No, I didn't say your bare belly. It's the top of your head.
I'd like to dedicate this first Boston Cream Donut to Best in Show Radio.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you. So, all right.
$5, he pukes in an
hour. Let's talk about the sports world. I guess you could say hit with a couple tragedies and, like, all kinds of questions left unanswered.
Are we talking basically, sports or wrestling?
Basically.
What do you mean couple?
There was two, I mean, right? There was two tragedies happening together,
It's the same tragedy with two different sadness.
Right. I guess the main question left is are Jorge Sosa and Oliver Perez going to miss more than one start each, or you know? But I guess we're going to have to wait and see how that goes.
Oh, geez.
You know, pulled hamstrings are bad. It's probably the worst thing that could happen to a person.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine anything in the world worse than that.
Yeah, what's the pitching coach from the Phillies, Doobie, going to do with his new start, his pitches, man? The Phillies.
You guys like sports. I don't know anything about you.
Like his name is Doobie. I was laughing so hard as I was smoking pot the other day, watching the Mets-Phillies game, and some dude came out, and it said Doobie.
Did you giggle every time someone said Doobie?
I giggled. I smoked it up every time he came out, and he came out a lot that game.
I actually have an audio recording of that moment happening. He said Doobie. Way to go.
Spelled D-U-B-E-E.
Sorry, I'm trying to log into my instant messenger. I didn't. I said that I was available on it when I didn't log into it as of yet.
Migraine boy, the second donut, a jelly one. This one's for you.
Wow, he's finished that one already.
Yeah, two donuts. Relax.
He's showboating and dedicating the donuts to people.
Hey. Good luck with that. We'll see how many he's dedicating in about 20 minutes.
I'm dedicating them all over the room out of his mouth.
Let's see. We've got 12 donuts and three listeners.
Guys. I can't do more than three.
Migraine boy, this is a double shot for you.
Hey, Field Chop, here's six donuts for you.
So I guess, you know, we missed the boat. I know you're really upset about your injury news, your baseball injury news, but let's talk about the crazy story of madness from last week. Apparently, when we did our show last week, we didn't know it yet. We were not the people who posted on Wikipedia a day in advance, so we didn't know exactly what happened. But approximately 1 week ago, former WWE World Heavyweight Champion, I don't know, I got to be quite honest, I don't know half the titles he held. I know he was the U.S. champion, I know he was a bunch of champion, but whatever. Chris Benoit went on a three-day murdering suicide spree.
That is funny.
In that order. And he killed his wife and child last week. So apparently last week during the show, I don't think any member of their family was able to listen to our show because they probably were all gone at that point.
Think you're going to listen to Best in Show, you son of a bitch? Come here.
that your leprechaun?
That's Chris Benoit.
Right.
You don't think our show had anything to do with it, do you?
I would.
I think it probably
did. I tend to think it doesn't.
I thought our show was on in the gym when they found his body. I think he had a loop.
They had
the
it
podcast.
On loop.
I think it was from January like 23rd. I think
the day after my birthday.
What happened on that show? What did that happen on that show? Was there something bad that happened that show?
January 23rd show.
Yeah.
Are you being coy? Because I don't know.
I have no idea what happened. I was hoping you'd go somewhere with it.
It was the day after my birthday.
Oh, right. That's right. It was the birthday extravaganza post.
I don't even think we discussed my birthday.
There was a lot of midget jokes. There was a lot of midget jokes
Poor
that
guy.
Show.
Poor little freak. Yeah, so it's just like, I mean, I don't want to.
I'm not a freak. I got a wife and kid. Oh, no, I don't.
Sixter, number three, Glaze, this one's for you.
That's going to be distracting. I love it. The thing is, here's the thing.
Ding.
I'm waiting for the bell to ring. There you go. I like to make fun of Chris Benoit for being a monster. I don't mind making fun of his wife who's dead, because like she's an adult. The thing that freaks me out about the whole thing is the kid being involved, and that's my issue with this. I mean, don't get me wrong, not that it was a good story up until that point, but the dude killing his 7-year-old kid really bums me out, and I don't know. I'm not really cool with it. You want me to take a... The cable won't reach over there now, I don't think. Hold on.
This is because you're bigger than me.
Why couldn't he leave the kid? I mean, come on, really. You just know, leave the kid.
My buddy, the cable, you can't pull much further than that.
Kill yourself, man. Don't, like, do that.
Nice. Pleasant sounds. Cool. Our buddy Joe called me the day after we were talking about, or the day after it was discovered, and we were talking about, he's like, I don't understand. Why wouldn't you just say, like, hey, drive the kid to his grandparents' house and say, oh, I'll be back in a little bit, and then go home and kill your wife.
Exactly.
You know, do what you got to do.
Or, like, take the grandparents out,
too. Why didn't he kill his
wife
in the first place? Why didn't he just kill himself? Was his wife, was that part, does anyone know? Or?
The toxicology reports are not out yet, but it seems that he's the person who killed both of them.
But no, but I'm saying, like, if he specifically had a reason to kill his wife, then I could see saying, like, well, why didn't he leave the kids? But if he killed his wife because he went insane and he wasn't thinking, well, this is just a young child, so I'm not going to kill this one. He went insane. If you kill your wife for no reason, you're insane.
If you go insane... It still was a long, drawn-out process that he had to have at least a minute of clarity someplace in those couple of days when he ran out. I guess.
I think he was going insane way
Brian
before.
Brian just went to go throw up already. 3 donuts in, he's
I
off
think
the
he
show.
He was going insane way before like this ever happened. This was like an ongoing process.
Do you have any? Do you have any documented proof of that?
I think I do.
I only know that I love you. I miss you. Eddie, you made
Eddie Guerrero.
You made such a great impression on my life, and I want to thank you for everything you've ever given me. I want to thank you from my heart and tell you that I love you and I'll never forget you. And now we'll see each other again.
Sooner
than you think. I got no place else to go. I got no place else to go.
So that was him talking about Eddie Guerrero's death back in the, what was that, 8
Oh, I thought
ago?
He recorded that after he killed his wife and son.
Oh, man. Yeah, his wife's name's Eddie.
Yeah, it's very, I mean...
What's his pet name for?
It's very, I'm like the last person who's going to make fun of someone for their style of grief. But it almost didn't seem real at all.
Almost.
I'm so sad. I'm not going to be able to fake it after I kill my wife, so I'll just off myself.
So in the vein and best in show, I had to make...
he just sort of went, wah, Ricky.
I had to do something with those crying.
I can tell you that I love you and I'll never forget you.
Benoit remix.
This is it. Are you trying to insinuate something about him?
No.
Oh, that he was a big Talking Heads fan.
Psycho killer.
I can't believe he turned into Herman Munster before he died.
Lily.
This is it.
I only know that I love you. I miss you.
It's very uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean... You know, we've been talking about this, actually. We had a lot of activity on our message board this week. That's a lot, a lot more than usual. And it really all seemed to focus on this. This is something that I guess, I don't know, maybe it's just me that I'm somewhat obsessed with. But I do recognize, and as Keith even pointed out on the board, it's just a dude who killed his family. And it's, I mean, like, you know, which don't get me wrong, it's sad, but it's no more sad than like any other dude who, you know, snaps and kills his family. Granted, there's a little bit of absurdity in the fact of all the time that he took between the things, and it was slow and drawn out, and he was somewhat of a public persona.
And how much money he had.
Well, yeah, that's, I suppose, yeah, the money that he had, I mean.
And it's possible his professional career and use of anabolic steroids might have actually, you know, played a role in this murder-suicide. That's kind of interesting, too.
And not to mention, on top of that, they actually even said that he recently just found out that they were actually demoting him from like from a star to more of like a coaching role, relegating him to more of a coaching role, supposedly, which didn't make sense to me because he just got moved over to the ECW brand, which, granted, don't get me wrong, of the three WWE brands, it is the lowest tier. It's the one that gets the least attention paid to it. Mm-hmm. And he just went to it, and the night that, you know, that at least two-thirds of his family were dead, and possibly himself, too, although I think they said they think he died or might have, but that night, he was supposed to win the ECW heavyweight title that night. He was supposed to beat...
the night that he missed, a couple of weeks ago?
CM Punk. Yeah, that he called out to going to the pay-per-view where he was supposed to win the title. And at that point, when he called out there, you know, based on the timelines they've been given, at least his wife was dead at that point. And he was calling saying, oh, yeah, I'm on my way, with her dead already. And then his kid either not dead or you know, just dead at that point. But either way, I'm oddly obsessed with this.
This Wikipedia thing now. This guy is claiming that he just happened to coincidentally list that he's... And I'm not saying there's an alternative that this guy knew somehow. It just seems very weird to me that, like, this guy just happened to pinpoint exactly what happened before anyone really knew as a big coincidence.
Yeah,
So what do you think? It was leaked?
I don't know. It's just strange. That's what I'm saying. I don't have, like, an alternative theory, it just sounds so strange.
When I went to Wikipedia after seeing that, I looked at, like, the history of it. It seems like in the talk section of it, people were like, you know, you can't just put that on the page. You have to back it up with some facts, insinuating that people had been talking about it before he actually put it on Wikipedia. And his response was more along the lines of, look, I just put it up there because that's what the rumors were and that's what people were saying.
Oh, wait, I just got a text message. It's from Chris Benoit. It says, I'm a douche.
Oh, nice. It's weird how he does that for me on the game. Actually, that's even actually the truth of what happened to him last week is the messages didn't get delivered until like a day and a half later. Way to go, Verizon.
He had Verizon service?
I don't know.
Oh, I would love to know the service on that.
I hope it was an iPhone that he had.
Can you kill me now?
Could they have a lawsuit? Because if that didn't go through, and maybe that was if you had a cry for help, maybe, and his text message didn't go through, could you blame the service?
One, I don't think you could.
Why? Because it's their fault because somebody died if he was doing a message for help.
One, I don't think you could. Two, the messages that he was sending were saying, hey, here's my house. The door's going to be open. So they were all dead.
The dog is in the back.
It didn't say I'm a douche?
This is my physical
No, that
address.
Was the one to you that just came down.
My physical address. My alternate reality address.
This is my emotional address.
My dogs are in the garage. Can you feed them and water them? He treats his dogs better than he treats his damn family. That ass. I hate that prick.
Yeah, and I don't think there's anyone that disagrees with you. I don't think there's anyone that's a big fan of Chris Benoit right now.
The dogs had sweaters on, although, and they were eating filet mignon, and they were alive.
Hey, he smothered those dogs, too.
Although I will
with
say...
With love.
I will say that our buddy Monty on his MySpace page still has a picture of Chris Benoit holding the title up as his profile picture.
A douche is a douche.
Which totally... Oh.
The douches stick together. Oh, creepy. Man.
Come on, Monty. Give me one.
He's such an ass. Damn.
He's Monty?
Are you going to play some Monty Love now? With over it.
Chris Benoit, we are just minutes away from a huge SummerSlam rematch. Yourself versus Orlando Jordan for your United States Championship. Now, Chris, at SummerSlam, you defeated Orlando Jordan in 25.5 seconds. How do you think you'll do tonight?
How do I think I'll do? Josh, I beat the man in 25.5 seconds. How many things can you accomplish in 25.5 seconds? I mean, last week I was triumphant over the coffee cup. And I've been figuring, what can I do this week in 25.5 seconds? And I have a stopwatch. Will you do the honors, Josh?
Certainly.
Are you ready, Josh?
I'm ready.
Go! How are we doing, Josh?
8 seconds.
Oh,
15 seconds.
Wait, what's that for? Was he boiling something?
Oh, he flushed his wife.
20 seconds. Time. 23.4 seconds.
I win again. Not to mention that I feel much better. Reset that clock, Josh.
I'm officially uncomfortable with our show now.
What was that even from?
Could you mute the volume on that so I could have that feedback?
Was that from the
feedback?
LBW Low Budget Wrestling?
That was
from WWE, I think, back in the day.
Yeah, I got no problem making fun of Chris Benoit. I have, I guess maybe making light of the fact of the murders maybe is a little bit in poor taste. If I had my shock jock alarm ready, I would have hit it. But I don't know.
So aren't you really mad at yourself for being unprepared?
Yes, by unprepared not having a studio with multiple cables, yes. But I don't know. So Chris Benoit, congratulations. Good job. We're proud of you.
Fry in hell. Biatch.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. On Monday night, they did a three-hour tribute show in WWE to him, and I actually watched it.
And what the hell was that Vince McMahon apology?
He came out from the
he
dead.
Didn't even apologize.
No, the next day, he didn't apologize. He just said, he came out and said, hey, well, we did this yesterday, and that was before we knew the facts. Now that we know them, you won't hear that guy's name here again.
Really?
Yeah. I actually have it on TiVo. The thing that's crazy about this whole thing, well, I guess not the thing, but one of the things that's crazy about this whole thing is I, 2 weeks ago, Vince McMahon's limo blew up and he, quote-unquote, died as the storyline on the show. And hearing about that made me look at a website. And I was actually slightly intrigued as to what was going on in wrestling, on WWE wrestling, for the first time in a long time. And I was excited to actually watch wrestling that night. And then that was the day we found out, you know, that everything happened. So then last week was... So I actually was TiVoing wrestling anyway for the first time in like a year. And I'm bummed out because I want to actually... I'm psyched for WWE wrestling again.
Can we get another death pool going? Who's going to be the next wrestler to die? You want to do a little death pool? Like $5 or something?
Who's going to be the next wrestler to die?
All of them.
Is that guy that does a woo, Ric Flair, is he still alive?
Ric Flair is not going to die anytime soon.
He looks embalmed already. He looks
dead.
Yeah,
well, he's not that old. He's like in his he's like in his late something or others.
I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to go with Ric Flair. That was my first instinct. I'm going with it.
There's a phone ringing on the air. Who could it possibly be? Who can it be?
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, my goodness, Joe. He seems a little bit calm. Make him a lot louder.
I say Jake the Snake Roberts.
It's not a bad one. It's not a bad one. Hey, Monty, what's going on, buddy?
How are you?
Is he still in mourning? Is that what...
I'm a little uncomfortable with the volume here.
It's all mourning. We're all in mourning.
It's easy like Sunday. Yeah, definitely turn that volume up.
I just woke up and you talked about wrestling. I thought I'd call in.
Okay.
You still like Benoit, Monty, or what? You still for him?
Benoit is one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
And he's probably one...
my second favorite wrestler ever.
So you still find yourself supporting the wrestler Benoit despite what the person Benoit has done? Is that where you're at?
But how could you not? I mean, how are you... Like, I can't turn around and say, like, oh, now I hate all his wrestling matches. I was at WrestleMania 20 when he won the title. That was probably one of the greatest moments of my life.
Monty, Hitler was a good general. It doesn't mean that I like him. That you're crazy, dude. You really still respect a man?
I was going to say, I understand the concept to a certain degree of separating the man from their art, I guess. Because you know what? I like Screwdriver. And I'm not a white power skinhead. Not that we know of, anyway. You know, I mean, like, I like NWA. I like a lot of racist music, but I am not a racist. You know, it's... So I can understand that. I guess there's a line, though, when it's a difference between, I don't know, a dude killing his family. Like, you know, not even killing... It's killing the kid is what does it to me more than anything else. Like, I don't think there's a lot of people out there that are OJ fans still, but maybe one of the greatest, you know, one of the three, four greatest running backs of all time.
Yep. I think there's a big difference between OJ and Benoit. I mean, Benoit was not... something happened that he snapped. I mean, that's clearly what it is. It's not like he was this terrible guy for his entire life.
D- Did you ever see Did you ever see the Naked Gun series? Did you ever see the Hertz commercials? OJ was not a terrible guy his whole life. I'm sure it was something that made him snap. A waiter was banging his wife, so that's what made him snap. Something makes you snap. I don't believe that. You think that OJ was a killer and maniac his whole life?
Yeah, of course. Didn't you hear all the stories about OJ and his wife his entire life? He was crazy.
Did you hear the stories about Nancy Benoit filing for divorce 3 years ago because of his abusive nature?
And doing a restraining order, trying to get a restraining order against him?
Please, women do that all the time.
but how is that different? How is it different for him than for her than Nicole Brown?
I don't know what kind of husband he was.
Monty,
I just know he was a great person.
Monty, answer me this. If Chris Benoit was still alive, do you think he would get off like OJ, or do you think he would go to jail?
He'd go to jail.
And
he's a crazy looking wrestler.
And would you still like him the same if he was alive?
Listen, it's not like I like him. I'm not like his friend. You know?
Like him. You're a gay lord.
This is what it's gotten to. You're a gay lord.
I can't believe you like him. Get him off your MySpace page. He's a douche.
Here's the thing. I went into I put his MySpace picture up soon as I heard that he died. But then I haven't even signed into MySpace since then.
Oh, see, that was the thing. We were just talking about that, is that the fact that on your MySpace page you have him up there. And I didn't know if you put that on, you know, before. I don't know if you did that in a Raw era or in an ECW era when you put that up. I don't know if that was a Monday night thing or a Tuesday night thing.
Oh, no, it was Monday night. Is this causing a big...
It's not a big controversy. I just found it kind of amusing that you still had it on that. I can't believe, of all the donuts... Are those ours? Okay. Fred just went to the donuts and I was afraid that he was taking some of Brian's 12. My mistake. So you were saying...
No, that's I'm not even going to MySpace anymore. I'll go today and change it.
And change it to put up a bigger picture of Benoit?
Or Hitler. Put up Hitler.
Awesome. How are you going to compare Chris Benoit to Hitler?
He killed people.
Yeah, at least he killed his own family.
Yeah, Hitler, I will go on record as saying I think Hitler is worse than Chris Benoit, or was worse than Chris Benoit.
Well, at least he didn't choke.
He was, even though Hitler... You know, his death was justified.
I'm going to hang up on him.
With that, have a fantastic day.
It's just a little joke.
just a little joke to lighten the mood.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks,
Mike. Did Brian just say he was going to hang up on me?
Yes.
I wouldn't do that.
he made it so he couldn't be hung up on and hung up himself.
No. Thanks, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, you did hang up on him?
Awesome.
Yeah, so...
Monty, you know I love you, Monty.
I don't know. I don't know what you guys want to say about this whole thing.
It's done. He's a douche. He's burning in hell. Let him rot.
Yeah, I would agree with you if I thought hell was real.
Yeah.
That's just a big fake fantasy. He's in the same place that his family is. They're just dead.
He got away with it. And he got away with it. That's what it sucks. Like, he killed him.
Well, I mean, I don't know. What do you mean by getting away?
He got away with it because he killed himself.
He didn't get away. I mean, he doesn't have a life anymore. So he didn't get away.
But wouldn't you like him to rot in jail for the rest of his life? Like, not to get butt raped every day?
Dude, I understand that you think that somehow because he's a bad guy and he's done awful things, he's a little bitch. The dude is still like a steroid juiced up maniac workout animal.
He's not going to be roided up if he's in jail.
People don't work out in jail at all.
No.
They rarely do.
You have weights in jail?
Yeah, he would just turn to mush if he went to jail. And I'm sure he wouldn't be in any sort of protective custody or anything. Although he probably might not. Who knows?
No way, man. He would have been a maximum security, locked down, getting B-raped every day.
Yeah, I don't think it's of little consequence. I don't think he's a...
I don't think that would have happened anyway.
What? You don't think it would have?
I think there'd be plenty of dudes that would down with him, and I think he'd be. It's like when it finally comes down to it. Oh, look, there's Chris Benoit. Like, who's going to be the dude to go up to get it? He's a big guy.
Yeah.
You mean size wise?
No, he's a great person.
Wait, in what state? In what state did he kill them? Los Angeles, California? Would he get the death penalty?
Georgia, Fayette, Georgia.
He would have got the death penalty. They have the death penalty there.
Yeah, he's not gonna.
He gave it to himself.
Exactly.
You know what I think he's gonna get over there?
I hope he gets AIDS and dies.
I don't know what just happened. I love sound effects.
I wish he had taken Michael Vick with him.
He was busy.
Hey Donna, good thing you're lucky that you don't live with Chris Benoit, cause you'd be dead and there wouldn't be a report today. I'm singing on a lag. I'm a fag.
I don't know why my MP3 player just doesn't want to
so
stop playing.
So now it's Donna that does the reports. That's what it's come to.
No. Donna was is involved in the report if she gets sung to at the beginning. I look at it that during Vanessa's report every week, Donna is standing in the background posing, dancing, and blowing kisses. So that's why I'm addressing.
Oh, I wish.
That's why I address her every week. Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. Apparently, Monty is mourning for the death of Chris Benoit, but we're doing okay.
Hey, before we get started,
yeah,
can I dedicate my sixth halfway point to donut to Vanessa?
Sure.
You're on your sixth donut?
Yeah, it's a special one. Which one should I go for?
The coconut's good, man.
What do you got? You got a toasted coconut? Those are
good. I do got toasted coconut. I got a chocolate glaze. I got jelly, and I got Boston cream.
Yeah, I'm kind of like a chocolate glaze.
All right, there you go.
Have that.
I got it.
I hate the word glazed.
I did that for you.
Hideous. Hideous. So what's up, buddy? What's going on with you?
So I have, this is a true story, by the way. I have an odd relationship with my family in that they communicate with me almost exclusively in the form of chain emails. You know, the kind that tell a little funny anecdote or a joke and say you have to pass it along to 10 people from your address book in order to have good luck? Or with a sparkly graphic of a blooming rose and a message about how someone somewhere is loving you? Well, I'm often one of the 10 people selected by someone related to me to receive a little viral email emotion, a responsibility I take very seriously while instantly hitting the delete button. But every once in a while, though, instead of a friendly little prefab message, I get one about some kind of political or social issue that has someone in my family riled up. 2 years ago, my grandmother was apparently really incensed by the term Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas and forwarded around a few hostile chain emails insisting we all use the proper Christian sentiment to express our goodwill in December. I prepared a lengthy retort about the true history of Christmas to email everyone on her spam list. But by the time I finished writing it, the wind was out of my sails, and I decided it wasn't worth the hassle. But yesterday, my Aunt Maxine caught me on a good day with a particularly angry and prejudicial chain email about immigration. It starts out, "When are the government and people in this country going to wake up? Here is a real interview with an illegal Mexican at a protest march in Texas last May on the Day Without Immigrants. Try to reason with an illegal Mexican. If this ticks you off, pass it on." It goes on to provide a transcript of an alleged TV interview in which an illegal Mexican demands amnesty while yelling about how the gringos stole California from Mexico and misquoting the Declaration of Independence to insist our unalienable rights as Americans are actually rights for illegal aliens. When the reporter points out the flaws in the man's argument, he waves his flag and shouts, "Viva Mexico!" The email concludes that if we all sit back and refuse to get involved in securing our borders, our great nation will crumble, so please be forwarding this email to every American you know. Now, first off, I get annoyed that I'm expected to get so angry about a conversation with one person off the street that I'll rush out and take up arms at our borders. Then I look at how many times and to how many people this email has been forwarded in my particular thread alone, and I can't believe how many people did get ticked off enough by this one Mexican guy to pass the message along. Then I reread the transcript and realize there's no way the conversation ever even happened. Sure enough, with about 30 seconds of internet research, I uncovered that this particular email floating around is totally unsubstantiated. No reference of this transcript could be found anywhere other than this email. The TV reporter named as the interviewer hasn't worked for a Houston station since 1999, and Houston TV stations aired no such interview. The whole thing is just an inflammatory piece of fiction. A little more research leads me to discover just how many of these forwarded email scares are nothing but viral hoaxes. The urban legend is more powerful than ever these days, as just a few clicks of a mouse can send a rumor reeling around the globe. A quick glance down the list of some of the more prevalent chain mail hoaxes, and I've personally received a good portion of them, and you probably have too. So just a reminder to do your research before creating disinformation like lemmings. Water bottles in the left in cars did not give Sheryl Crow cancer. There's no such missing girl as Ashley Flores. Jay Leno doesn't want us all to focus on the positive. Cell phone numbers are not being released to telemarketers, and Microsoft is not giving away money to people who forward emails. Viva Mexico! I'm Vanessa Cheatwood.
The one thing I don't get, what's the Jay Leno one? Sorry, I have a donut in my mouth. What's the Jay Leno? I never got that chain email.
There were a couple of
That one, it was this big, long, like, you know, Americans should focus on the positive, and here's all the great things that, you know, that happened in America, and it was credited as Jay Leno writing this, you know, this big essay, only it had nothing to do with Jay Leno. He never wrote any of it.
I hate terrorists.
But yeah.
Alec Baldwin. Thank you.
The most recent one is about the water bottles. Have you guys gotten that one?
No. Oh my God, Keith has a water bottle in his hand as you say this. This is weird.
But mine says spring because it has an exclamation mark at the end, so it can't be bad.
Yeah, would you say something about it gave Sheryl Crow cancer?
Yeah, there's this email that's been going around just in the past month about how plastics that water bottles are made out of degrade in hot cars. So if you leave your water bottle in a car and then reuse it, you're going to get breast cancer. And that's how Sheryl Crow got breast cancer.
Why would Sheryl Crow have breast cancer? That's news to me.
Sheryl Crow has breasts?
I say, Sheryl Crow, who's that? But why would you be reusing a water bottle anyway, you filthy animals? Go buy a new bottle of water.
It's called recycling.
No, oh, stop
you know,
it.
Not seriously? Adding to the landfill.
No. I reuse water bottles all the time.
But then your Shkivat's mouth is on the water bottle, and then all the nastiness from your mouth, the germs stay there when
it's
you refill
my
it.
Mouth, but it's my germs.
So whatever. So it's your ass. Why don't you lick it
You've
when you're done going?
You
know, I mean, like, it's
water?
Just because it's yours. It's not filthy. I disagree. Wait, I'm sorry. Say again, Vanessa. I was busy yelling.
You've never heard of water or soap or...
What, you
get a little rinse?
You would wash a water bottle?
When I reuse my water bottles, yeah, I rinse them in the sink and then kind of like, you know.
And rinsing I don't think does anything.
I'm not soap and water in it, but I'm shaking it up with hot water, rinsing it out.
But then why wouldn't you wash the bottle after each sip, if that's the case, if you feel that way?
It's not like I'm drinking it with my butt.
But I'm saying it's... When you're done, so at your house, do you not wash glasses when you're done with them?
No, I do.
Okay, well, what is the timestamp when you have to wash them?
Like a month.
Okay, but that so that timestamp should be the same as for your water bottle then. You wash it seriously. You wash it after every use, right? Not between sips, of course, but you wash it between every use. Then you should be washing your water bottle after leaving it in your car like that. This is what this story does to me. I'm just obsessed with the filthy mouths on water bottles and water bottles being reused. That's where I'm going with
You
this.
Know what I guess the difference is? I guess I don't know. I guess I feel like a water bottle, I'm going to be the only one using it.
But it's your mouth. And I understand it's your mouth. It's still your mouth. Would you... I
have a cup that only drink
Chris,
water
what,
out of.
Yes.
What is your suggestion? Your suggestion is to buy bottles of water and then throw them away, buy new plastic water bottles and then...
Absolutely. I 100% think that you shouldn't reuse your water bottle, one. Two, if you feel the need to reuse your water bottle, how are you doing it? Because you should be washing it between uses because it's going to get gross and disgusting and there's going to be some sort of filthy animal fungus beast growing on the mouthpiece of that bottle from you. Even though it's your own mouth, it's something gross that's going to happen there. I couldn't drink out of a cup that I drank out of like 3 days later without washing it. I wouldn't be able to do it. A day later, I wouldn't be able to do it. It would gross me out. Normally out bad.
I'd like to argue that nothing has ever happened to me, but you're now looking at a person who's had an ear infection for like 5 weeks straight.
I don't know that anything would happen to you necessarily. It's just kind of gross. There's lots of things that wouldn't make things happen to you, but would happen. Although, like you're saying, I understand that you see the connection or the potential connection of your deafness, but it's not even that. Like, I mean, apparently we eat a portion of our fecal matter every day because like there are little small bits of it in your bathroom where you brush your teeth every day. Nothing happens to you from it, but it's still pretty effing gross. You know, it's the same type of thing. I wouldn't think it would be gross to drink out of a water bottle 2 days after the fact without washing it. Just a rinse is not acceptable for me. Maybe boiling water.
I have a big cup that I just drink water out of at home, and it goes a good 4 or 5 refills before it gets washed vigorously.
I would like to address Zixter in the chat room. This coming from a man who used to poop his pants on cue, if you could, if you asked him convincingly enough. I don't think I ever pooped my pants, but I definitely did pee my pants, and I might have been smoking angel dust that night, so it doesn't count. There are reasons why it was acceptable that night.
Yeah, I've seen you do some pretty strange things with a toothpick. So I'm just not sure that you're the person who should be giving us all gross lessons and how to avoid being gross.
True, Vanessa. Very true.
Okay. You know what? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I have in the past done some pretty awful things that I do not do anymore. But even the toothpick thing, that's just a stretching exercise. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh.
Use your imagination, those who don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Use your imagination. It's
you
a
put it in your pee hole?
It's a stretch. It's a stretching
imagination,
exercise.
Imagination, not words.
Put it in a pee hole?
It's exactly as bad as you think it is.
You stick a toothpick in your pee-pee hole?
I do nothing. I do nothing.
Is disgraziad.
At one point in my life, I may or may not have done something wrong. All I'm saying is that...
But you won't rinse a water bottle because it's gross.
Yeah, but...
Well, he didn't put the toothpick in his mouth, to be fair.
Well, not that side of it. The other side of it.
Did you boil that toothpick before you put it in?
No, certainly not.
So, what's the difference?
Dude, it's not something I'm doing today. It's something I did when I was drunk and high and young and stupid.
Okay, so now you're just old and drunk and high and stupid.
No, not high. But, yeah, it's... I'm not purporting that I've never done stupid, horrible, grotesque things that I'm not nauseated about. I just admitted to the fact that I hung out with Zixter, smoking angel dust, and pissed my pants, and I thought it was hilarious. I would never do that today, and I think it's absolutely filthy disgusting to do that. You know? But I did it. Regardless, I'm sure if you caught me 20 years ago or 15 years ago, I might have drank out of a water bottle after it was dirty, too.
You might have. You're not even sure.
Well, yeah, it's kind of gross. I don't know if I could handle that.
I'm still amazed that Cheryl Crow's a woman. I always thought that was a man.
She's something else. She's my favorite.
She went out with that guy Lance Armstrong, right? Are they divorced?
I was going to say, I thought that...
She gave him cancer.
I was just going to say the water bottles in her car gave Lance Armstrong cancer. Awesome. I love chain letters. I think they're all terrific. I think they're great. I literally don't read any emails at all. If they don't come to my work email, I don't look at them unless someone specifically tells me to go look for them.
You know what I really love? When my inbox is filled up with something that says, forward, haha, this kid can really dance. Or forward, LOL, why men shouldn't go to the beach.
Delete. Never respond to that
person
again.
And there's always like 80 of them in a row, like... And then you click...
That's exactly the kind of communication I have with my family, so... I get a lot of those also.
I think those bother me more than the political or social ones. Because even if what the person's reacting to is something stupid, it's just like, well, in their mind, it was worth forwarding. But like, why on earth do you think I want this? Like, why do you think that I want like a monkey kissing another
they
monkey
lolled.
Or something?
They lolled when they saw it. They lolled all over the place. Remember when the monkey scratched his butt?
To brighten your day a little, Keith.
The monkey scratched his butt and smelled its finger and fell off the tree. Oh, he's so cute.
Nobody
I
ever sends lolled
me,
then.
Nobody ever sends me a prayer anymore. Mm-hmm. I just want a nice prayer
I
get
still
through
do,
my day.
I still do get that.
Ugh. I just want to
I get the prayers.
My favorite.
I get the prayers, and the prayers are the ones usually with the sparkling rose that blooms.
Every rose has its thorn.
Know?
Yeah. The day has its dawn.
My favorite.
Forward this around to someone and tell them that you love them.
Someone who needs it. Someone in a time of need. I love you, baby.
The
my
Benoit
favorite
family.
One. Oh no,
Chris, you sent me one of those chain.
I sent you
once.
Like a chain survey for something a while back. Like that was stupid because it was a survey making fun of the surveys.
I don't even think it was. It was like a serious survey, and I had to make fun of it back at
you. I would like you to find it because I would almost guarantee that the one that I specifically sent you was the one making fun of surveys. That's why I sent it to you because I've had this conversation with you before about it. But you just immediately saw survey and deleted it and got angry, I'm assuming.
No, there was one. This must have been before. I think this is why. Some time ago, you sent me one of those chain emails, and it seemed like one of the serious, funny surveys, and I responded back with, like, filthy responses about what the survey was, and
that
inspired our conversation.
Yeah, okay, maybe you're right. I don't remember that. The one that I
we should try to we should make up our own chain email and forward it around, something good, and then see how long it takes for one of us to get it back.
Yeah, if you don't answer back to this, your vagina or penis is going to fall off.
Isn't that the intent about everyone who starts a chain email
or
chain something?
Yeah, I'm saying something? We should do our own. Yay. I've changed my mind. I no longer find them stupid. I find them great.
How many hours did you spend researching that anti-chain email piece, by the way?
Like, no time at all. That's how annoying it is to me that, like, that people just hit forward. Like, it took 30 seconds to debunk, like, the email that was sent to me. Like, the information is out there. People are like, please stop lying to the rest of your friends in your address book.
My favorite one that I got was a couple months back, and it wasn't like a and this is legit. I'm not going for a joke here. My boss sent me a thing. It was an outtake from Lee Marvin on the Johnny Carson show, talking about being in I don't remember if it was World War II or the Korean War, and talking about Johnny brought up that he was a war hero or whatever, and he starts he's responding to him. He's like, yeah, well, I mean, like, I was in the war, I mean, I got a Purple Heart, whatever, blah blah blah, this, that, but like, I'm not a hero. There was this other guy in my brigade, in my battalion, whatever, that was like some crazy maniac that was like running into things by himself, saving people, just like a total maniac nut. And the guy who he was talking about, his captain, his leader, was Captain Kangaroo. And it's actually a true story. Like, you see the actual video clip of Lee Marvin talking about, I mean, I don't know, I wasn't in the war, but Lee Marvin really did do this on Johnny Carson.
Are you saying his captain had the last name Kangaroo, or it was the actor who
Captain Kangaroo was like a Navy SEAL type maniac dude who was, I don't think it was Navy SEALs, but he was like a Green Beret or something, and he was a battalion leader and like a maniac. The last thing he would do, and after the war, his experience with the war, he swore that he would never do anything violent again, and that's how he became a children's TV host.
A research associate in the chat room, Migraine Boy, says his name is Bob Keeshan.
Bob Keeshan is correct.
You are correct, sir. Yes.
Migraine Boy is correct.
You are correct.
What donut does Migraine Boy get now?
Yeah, I think I've already actually dedicated one to Migraine Boy.
Wow, he's going to do it, by the way.
What donut are you on?
He's going to do it. He's 50 minutes in, and he's already had eight donuts.
Starting number 8. Anyone?
Seven. He doesn't seem to be bothered by it either.
Yeah.
Anyone
Brian
out there in the chat
obviously,
room?
He's obviously the winner of the whole eating competition thing. Like, I don't know what your problem was the pizzas a couple weeks ago, but...
They killed me on pizza. They got me.
Keith had a very disappointing show with the donuts.
I'll have another one now.
Do you have another donut? You mean I'll have another individual donut now.
Like, some point later on, maybe.
I'll make up for it.
I'll take it home and eat it tomorrow.
Would you add it to my total from that day a year ago if I had to eat one more donut?
Have any of you guys eaten pizza since the competition? I haven't.
Yes, no, like
I haven't
five
touched
times.
It.
Really?
Oh,
I haven't even touched it yet.
I ate a slice of the leftover pizza a day later.
That I almost puked in?
No. All the ones that you almost puked in, I was afraid of the ones in this room. Just like the feces in the bathroom, they grossed me out. I threw them right in the garbage. There was a pie that was inside that my wife had, and I had to slice it up.
I wish I got one of those pizza-flavored donuts.
Mm. Awesome. I did wind up having pork chops and sausage, like maybe an hour and a half later. It was awesome. I love food. I'm really skinny.
I couldn't eat the rest of that day. 6 slices of pizza, and I sat on my couch in pain. Just like, bleh.
I felt the same way until my mom showed up at my house with pork chops smothered in garlic sauce and sausage with it. I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll have some of that. I didn't eat a lot of it, but I had to taste it.
She makes pork chops and sausage together as a meal. She's making pork with a side of pork.
Yeah, but she deep fries
wrapped
them
in ham,
pork lard.
Wrapped in ham. No, she goes to, there's my favorite restaurant is a place on Staten Island called Spain. And my favorite entree is their pork chops and garlic sauce. And my favorite aperitif is the chorizos, or Spanish sausage.
Nice.
So that's
what
my mom
brought. Stomach lining?
Isn't all sausage like some sort of intestine or lining or something like that they use to make the bag?
Yeah. I thought chorizo specifically was even grosser, but maybe it's menudo.
Yeah, no, they were horrible. I hated that the Ricky Martin part of it. I don't know.
They were sexy.
I don't know. I don't really know. I mean, whatever it is.
I got this email about chorizo the other day. You don't even know how much people that make that hate America.
Well, I mean, dude, free chorizo.
Viva chorizo!
Viva la chorizo! Hey, I got a new kitten this week. I got a kitten and I got tattooed this week.
Look at you.
What tattoo?
I don't know. Some gay thing.
What tattoo? What kind of tattoo? Tell us.
Liberace?
Best in show?
What tattoo did you get, Vanessa?
No.
Erasure?
I got a pair of Japanese woodblock cranes.
What?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. What?
So I'll assume it's cool.
Are they birds or is it
no,
Chinese
she,
writing?
Yeah. She means like the caterpillar, like the construction
size.
Vehicle, but made out of wood. It was a woodblock crane
with the rising sun painted on it.
It's funny. I'm getting a dump truck next week. I'm getting a dump truck put on.
I would totally get like an old. What was it? Yeah, like a Tyco truck. I would get like a Tyco truck tattooed on me.
I'm going to get, if you don't like my driving, call 1-800-EAT-S on my back.
But you don't even drive.
If you can read this, you're too close.
Mine's going to say my other car is a Harley. What? I don't get it. Hey, seriously, though. I think that we, to sum up Vanessa's report, to put it all in perspective.
She breaks for animals.
When guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. I think we all need to keep that in mind. Vanessa, as always, a fantastic report. What's going on with your cat? You got a cat or something?
I got a new
I don't have a song. What's that?
What'd you say?
I started talking to Brian and yelled into the microphone instead of telling him that I don't have the 90210 outro because my MP3 player sucks. He was asking me where it was. That's all. But
oh,
so, what kind of cat do you have?
I got a kitten. I got a.
Sounds delicious.
I got a little baby cat this week.
You had a baby cat.
You want to go back to you want to go back to what I was talking about a couple minutes ago? Gross, disgusting, hideous things in the world.
Cats
in your house. Disgusting.
No, it's not.
Come on.
It makes your entire house smell like pee within a week.
No, it makes your house.
Not true.
Well,
it's not true. I know.
If you very aggressively clean, it doesn't. You know, you can get away with it. But it's my main issue with them is they walk around and their bunghole is just out at all times looking at you no matter what.
I would go back to something about you. I already let the toothpick out of the bag, so I'm not going to.
No, it wasn't the bag. It wasn't the bag. It was someplace else. Yeah, no, I'm grossed out by cats, and I had cats for a long time. I was a big cat fan for a million years. Actually, our buddy Mike actually has one of my old cats, and he's been trying to get me to take him back for like 2 years now. I just ignored
he's pretty mad at you about that.
Is he really?
Actually.
He's genuinely angry with me?
Yeah.
Well, but didn't he agree to take him?
Real bad.
Awesome.
What?
Didn't he agree to take him?
Yeah.
Permanently?
I guess that's...
Yeah, but he says you made up some fraudulent viral email spam about what a good cat it was, and...
Dude, my cat was the greatest cat in the world, and I never had any sort of problems with him, and he was totally cool. And then Mike takes him to his house and leaves him in the house alone for 15, 20 hours a day. And when he comes home, the cat's looking to be a little bit affectionate, and he's sad. So that's what the problem was with him. I never had a problem with the cat. The cat never peed all over my house. The cat never did anything awful. Mike's probably, I don't know, mistreating him or something.
What was the name of your
cat? No, this goes on. This goes down a whole other road that we probably don't want to get into. But just having known Mike for as many years as I have, he loves cats and he really treats them well. So it's hard to believe that a cat would turn bad when it got to him because he likes cats.
But that was a good cat, though.
I'm telling you 100% honestly. I never once had a problem with the cat. The cat could have gotten depressed by the fact that he was living with one person his whole life and then all of a sudden his life was uprooted and changed.
That's probably what happened.
You know, it's not the cat that the... I mean, I did not lie to him about the behavior of my cat. I never had a problem with the cat ever. Never had a problem
except
with
for that
ever.
Time he slashed my throat when I was in the hospital
for
a week.
I mean, you asked for it, though. You asked
for it.
I
did sit next to him, you're right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I you know, that's...
It is kind of suspicious that you said that a cat will make your house smell like pee.
That was me.
That was Brian that said that,
it
actually.
It does. They just... Oh. They're awful. Maybe it's like the enclosed...
I have three.
What kind of heart of black pitch do you have that I say kitten and you say awful?
You know what? I mean, I do dislike cats. My knee-jerk response to cats is just, I just don't like them. But there are reasons for that. One of them is that it makes it and everything around it smell like urine. And cat urine's got to be one of the worst smells on the planet.
My big problem is the hair all over the clothes.
Yep,
hair. That's what bothers me the most, I think.
Okay, the hair on the clothes is true, but...
You have 17 cats,
though. My house
does
not smell like cat urine.
Yeah. I have three cats.
17. I've got to be honest. I'm a little bit taken aback right now. I can't even believe that Mike is upset with me and thinks that I lied to him about the cat.
Wait, this was really news to you? I just gave you a 100% brand new piece of information?
100%. The last time that I spoke to him, he was saying, hey, yeah, I don't know if I can keep him. Could we try and find him another home? And I said, I'll do what I can, but like, I have a kid. I can't really have a cat in the house, a kid who's, you know, who's
well,
prone.
Well, I'm not sure what he moved, you know, when he moved cross-country. I think he did take the cat, though, because
yes, he did.
I think he couldn't find anything else to do with it.
No, and that's when I've spoken to him since he's been on the other side of the country, and since he's been on the other side of the country is supposedly when the cat has gotten dramatically worse. That's the way it was expressed to me.
Just light it on fire and kick it out of the house.
It was a peeing issue. What, Brian, I have to hang up now because I'm not going to be Brian's friend again.
Sorry about the cat hate.
Everyone's Thanks hanging up on Brian today.
Yeah, I'm really...
How about you hung up on Monty, though?
I'm really upset about this whole cat thing. Could you call Mike up?
I was just going to say, get him on the phone. I'd like to discuss that with him.
You're a real jerk. I can't believe you didn't even tell him that your cat was peeing all over the place and a real jerk before you let him take it.
This is making me so angry.
I remember your cat scratched me one or two times on occasion.
But you're absolutely lying.
No, maybe definitely. He's mad because I sent him a postcard signed from you that said you got punked.
It was a gray cat, right?
Yes.
A gray cat.
It was a gray cat.
I remember it, but you used to do mean things to it.
It was
you
a
used
good
to
cat.
Shake it. And
well,
like
I used to give it cigarette burns sometimes just to make it angry. Cigarette burns, and I used to feed it raw chopped meat with gunpowder in it just so it would be ready.
Did you ever feed it cat?
No. I didn't want it to get mad cat disease. I'm genuine right now. I'm being real on the for real. I'm totally annoyed.
Get him
now.
On the phone.
Are you annoyed because I have I'm tied with you on donut eating?
No, not at all. You're tied with me on donut eating.
Number 8.
Okay, you're tied with me on donut eating. Congratulations. My donut eating was done in a matter of 25 minutes towards the end of a show, maybe half hour, towards the end of a show when he didn't come through. That's when I came in.
My mistake.
40 minutes maybe?
40 minutes.
I thought it was a 2-hour process. That's why I've been taking my time.
Not for me. For him it was.
I should have told me. I would have powered
through this. And I ate breakfast before time as well.
I knew you'd fall back on that one.
No. I'm not falling back.
Right. No. Oh, I understand.
For the record, I'm not falling back
it's fair,
on anything.
It's fair.
For the record, I'm not falling back on anything. On your best day, no matter what, you will never beat me in any eating competition ever.
I think you're right on that one.
Which is what
surprises me about this donut thing.
I'm also 120 pounds heavier than you, so I shouldn't be so proud of that.
You're a human heavier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I'm more than my wife heavier than you. Someone else is calling on the hottest of all lines. I hope it's Mike.
I hope it's your cat.
I hope it's Mike.
Take me back.
Answer that.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Brian. It's Vito.
Vito.
Hey, buddy. Long time no hear from this guy.
Vito, thanks for calling in. I want to dedicate my next donut to you. Do you have a choice?
I don't know what you have left.
I got Boston cream. I got chocolate glaze. Boston cream.
Yeah, let's not even skip
around. You'd do that to me, wouldn't you? All right.
I hope I hope Vito's calling to come to the defense of gin.
I hope so, too.
Oh, gin was its name.
You can't say the name on the air.
Why?
Let's call him Whiskey. To protect the innocent.
Right. It's the anonymity you want to protect.
All right. So what's up? What do you got to say? What are you feeling about?
Well, actually, I called because before Vanessa's report started, I was going to call and ask a question. So I think Freddie brought it up. He was asking where Benoit was from or where the murder happened.
Yeah, it was in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Right. And here's a question I have for you because, I mean, in Georgia, you know.
By the way, I want to. Can I interrupt you for 1 second, dude?
Sure.
You have the sexiest bedroom voice right now. It's very uncomfortable. Do this for me before you continue. And then let's go. Because you're making me so aroused.
Not gonna help. I went to Nick's show last night, his record release show, and I lost my voice in the bar. So
yeah, his voice is gone. That's not a like morning voice.
It really sounds like a sexy morning voice. Okay, sorry.
What are you wearing, Vito?
I'll try and keep myself in control here. I'll put some ice down my pants so I can make it through the rest of this phone call.
That's a good call. But my question was going to be: do you think had Benoit lived and not killed himself, do you think he would have gotten off?
I think based on
celebrity.
Yeah, Freddie brought that up. I absolutely do not think so. I think he would have absolutely gotten in trouble for it. He would have never gotten off in a million years.
Who knows, man? OJ got off. He did the same damn thing.
That's what I was thinking.
But Johnny Cochran's dead.
At the risk of being inappropriate here, OJ had the support of the community behind him that Benoit would not.
What do you mean? The Canadian NBA?
The Canadian community.
The NFL community?
Yes, the Canadian community would not be behind Chris Benoit the same way that it was behind OJ.
French Canadians.
Right. There are certain...
Don't be a Francophobe.
I thought of something funny. Do you think if he tried to escape to Canada that they wouldn't extradite him back?
Well, he was Canadian, right?
I don't think we have a non-extradition treaty with Canada.
I would hope. Run to Canada. People should run to Canada.
Where can you go? Is there any way you can go?
Why, Siberia. Making plans?
Siberia, my friend.
Yeah, there's a couple of places that don't...
If you decide to kill your whole family, what would be, hypothetically, what would be the place for me to go, and you have the number of an airport?
Your wife just took out the suitcases and throwing her underwear in.
If I wanted to kill my radio partners, I mean anonymous people on the street, where would I go?
Apparently you can go to Mexico and they can catch you, but they'll take the guy that caught you and put him in.
Yeah.
I bet you if you go to Baghdad, Iraq, you won't get off with murder.
Not anymore.
Doesn't Michael Jackson currently live in
Bahrain?
Now you actually have no extradition.
If you go to Iraq, now you'll actually get arrested by Americans.
Yeah, going back to what Vito said, what's the story with good old Dwayne Chapman? Is he getting extradited soon to Mexico?
Is that the bounty guy?
Yeah, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, I don't know. I've actually, since it's not currently in the news this week, I really don't know. I wish I would.
What happened to him?
Dog the Bounty Hunter, he went to Mexico to catch a rapist, and he grabbed the rapist.
A serial rapist,
and brought him back. A serial rapist who's like heir to the DuPont fortune or heir to or Max Factor, some sort of makeup.
He was Max Factor, yeah.
Yeah. And he went down to Mexico, caught the guy, and brought him back to the U.S., and they arrested him for kidnapping this guy down in Mexico.
So I thought he murdered him or something. Didn't he get a murder rap?
No. He murdered somebody well earlier in his career.
Oh, okay.
And actually, he was just an accomplice, and he served his time and paid his debt, and that's why he's a bounty hunter.
Dog did?
Yeah.
Really? Whoa.
He's a good guy. So did The Rock.
The Rock, the WWE champion?
No, that's Chris Benoit. The Rock, who was on the sitcom, the TV show The Rock.
Oh.
The bald black comedian.
Was a bounty hunter?
No, he used to wrestle in WCW, and he was the U.S. champion.
Charles S. Dutton?
I think it might be Charles S. Yeah, he was
yeah, that's correct.
He was convicted of manslaughter, of accidentally killing somebody. Didn't the dude from Oz just kill
somebody,
too?
Die Hard also.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
The dude from Oz that was...
Wait, I thought the guy from Die Hard was... was Webster. Webster's dad.
No, it's a dictionary.
No,
that's Alex Karras.
Reginald Bell Johnson.
Who's that?
Reginald Bell Johnson.
No, Ahmed Johnson was the wrestler. I don't understand. I'm trying to...
Wow.
I'm trying to think what the guy's name is.
That circle just... I'm sorry.
Reginald Bell Johnson. Isn't he the guy from Family Matters?
He was on...
Family Matters is the guy...
Family Matters.
Oh, that's the guy. He was the guy.
That's the guy who I was thinking of, who's the cop from Die Hard.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Whew. Okay. Now it all makes sense. We don't have to talk about Ahmed Johnson or Dwayne Johnson anymore.
What were we talking about?
Take a donut.
What do you mean?
What were we just talking about?
My head's gonna explode.
Apparently,
that was tough.
There's a chain letter going around.
Delete.
I wish.
So
where could you go if you were going to kill somebody and you wanted to get, I guess Iran.
You can go to Mexico.
Iran probably.
Siberia,
back, right?
Staten Island.
But then you'd live in Iran.
Yeah, you can go to Mexico, you can go to...
Thailand.
Definitely can go to Thailand.
I think Thailand would just arrest you for doing something in another, that's what you did, all right, so you're going to come to our jail now.
No way.
No, they won't bother you.
Not in Thailand. People getting sex changes over there, banging little kids, no way.
You don't think they'd send you back?
It's like hell there.
As long as you don't do it in their country.
No, you can't. They want you to do it in their country.
That's... As long as you don't put a joint in your pocket, then they'll send you to death.
As long as you're not doing it in another country, Thailand will keep you free.
Like Claire Danes.
That's Rangoon, man.
What's the other girl in that movie
Kate
with
Beckinsale.
Her? Yeah, that's when I fell in love with her.
I've been thinking about that a lot because in that movie, a cockroach crawled into her ear. And, ate away part of her brain until she passed out.
Wait, who? Claire Danes or Kate Beckinsale?
And I've been, for the past 5 weeks, I've been envisioning a little cockroach growing inside of my ear.
So did something... So she got all, brain
effed
up in the
He's
movie?
Getting bigger?
I don't remember that part.
She just went untreated. She had an earache. It was when they were angry at each other and they kind of split apart. And then one day she stumbled out of the bathroom and just like fell flat in her face. Took her down into like the medical station. Turns out a cockroach had been growing in her ear for a couple weeks.
I would have sprayed Raid in my ear. Raid in your ear. That's it.
Kill that thing.
I've considered that.
You consider putting Raid in your ear just in case there was a cockroach in it?
If I go to the doctor, hopefully this week, and I find out that there's been a cockroach growing in my... I'm going to chop my arms off and jump out of a window. I'm not going to be able to handle that.
How are you going to get the window open with no arms?
Were you sleeping in a Thailand prison, though? I mean...
I wasn't, but I mean, New York City, you know? Same difference.
Wait a minute. New York City, the same difference as a Thai prison.
As far as the cockroach... population. I probably have about as many cockroaches in my apartment as that as Claire as Kate Beckinsale's
in her head.
If you just get combat and put that everywhere, it'll get rid of them.
Next week, Brian comes to the show with combat discs stuck to his face.
Combat earrings. Get combat earrings. It'll lead it back out.
Dude, I could eat a dozen of those contact discs in an hour.
Hideous, unbearable.
Can you imagine? I hear the little little flappings and like. Oh. From the pressure kind of changing in my ear, it's like.
I also don't know that the science in Broke Down Mountain. I don't know that the science of Broke Down Palace is 100% true. Yeah, anyway, that could really happen. It seems like it could, so we accept it.
Look, man, it's got me thinking.
That's my editorial for today's show.
I'm trying to kill him with donuts.
In all honesty. Let's take a minute to really think about this. You haven't had hearing for 3 weeks and still haven't gone to a doctor. You're a moron.
I have no health care. I'm waiting for it to go away.
But you could go deaf. What? It's been three weeks.
Funny. I think it's funny that he hasn't had hearing in X amount of weeks and he's running a radio show.
Well, you know, yeah, we've pointed that out already, that the guy who's responsible for our sound can't hear. Brilliant. Can't hear, and even if he could hear, the headphones that he listens to sound different than everything we listen to, if you really want to get into the tech aspect of it. It's brilliant. But I don't know. So Vito, you were a big Chris Benoit fan. Do you still find yourself cheering his name like our buddy Monty does?
No, I it's been sullied.
Yeah. So you like, you can't separate the man from his art from his personal life.
I can try, and wow, what a scumbag! Like, I can't watch.
I don't think it's worth the trouble of trying. Like, you know, he's a monster and he's an idiot. And so he was good at like doing a couple of suplexes. Watch a Bret Hart match; it's better. Then he didn't kill anybody, just his brother.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like, you know, you try to watch it like any kind of wrestling match, even to the point where you try to play like SmackDown versus Raw or something like that, and it's like if he comes up, it's just like, oh my god, I can't deal with this right now. You know, it's way too soon.
I've got to be honest. But, like, I find myself walking around all the time, every now and again, going like I hear his theme song a lot for some reason, because I am
the first line in this theme song is "There's no holding me back."
Creepy. Vito, who do you think the next wrestler is to die?
To die?
Yes.
Andre the
Giant. We're having a death pool.
Who do I hope dies?
No, no, not who do you hope. We're setting up a death pool. Who do you think is going to die next, for real?
Sports.
Does Brock Lesnar still count?
Brock Lesnar has a bright, bright future in MMA ahead of him. I do not see him.
Crap. That dude is the worst. You put him up against, I bet you put him up against Rich Franklin. Rich Franklin will house him.
Okay, first of all, Rich Franklin is like 100 pounds lighter than him. He would probably.
I mean. I'm saying, like, that dude has no skill whatsoever.
He would probably die. He would probably die. The guy is new. He's green. He just started. I think he has a bright future in MMA.
Why do you think he's going to die?
He tried MMA like he wrestled. Like, he just throws himself at something.
Yeah, no, that's not true. You watch that match again, man. Don't get me wrong. I don't think it was an all-star match. I don't think it was the greatest thing in the world when he was in K1 fight, like Night of Champions, like a month ago. It wasn't like the greatest match ever. But for a dude who's green and just starting in the business, I think he's great. I think he looked good. You want to talk about a guy who looks horrible?
Would you call him a ground and pound?
I wouldn't. That's what he attempted to do, but it was pretty ugly. He wasn't great at it. I'll be honest with you. He definitely has a brighter future in MMA than Kimbo does. I think Kimbo looked.
I would agree with that.
I think Kimbo looked way worse, and Kimbo's being forced into a feud with Hank Abbott now.
Do you hear what you just said? Force into a feud?
Yeah. Well, they're building it up. They're forcing the angle. I should say, not that he's personally being forced, but K1 is, or what is it, World Cage Fighting Extreme or something, World Extreme Cage Fighting. They're building it up, like they're forcing this thing on us that we should care.
I just find it ridiculous that they're doing angles in mixed martial arts. Like, what the hell? Like, it's disguised fighting.
Yeah, but
do you need an angle more than a guy really punching somebody in the face?
But you don't love the idea of the angle?
Entertainment. There's an entertainment value in it.
Oh, see, I disagree. I love it.
Let me go back a second.
It is wrestling.
I do enjoy when, like, Tito Ortiz is, like, you know, dogging Ken Shamrock or whatever. That's fun.
Well, Ken Shamrock deserves it because he's a jerk. Ken Shamrock, by the way, making a big comeback. Ken Shamrock will be fighting Michael Bisping. Michael Bisping in a couple of months.
I hope
Bisping knocks his face clean off. You know, it should be
this Saturday, isn't it?
No. He's the one in September is when it is.
Oh, okay.
There is one this Saturday, though.
Vanessa pointed out something that's true. You can't go to Thailand. They sent back the fake JonBenet murderer.
So they will
extradite back to the U.S.
I understood that he came back voluntarily, but Vanessa says it was a police escort, and they had to take him.
Being incarcerated there for other issues. I think that had something to do with
but
it.
But that's the whole thing about extradition is like, okay, you're incarcerated, but we don't have to give you back to this government.
I understand. I'm saying the fact that he was incarcerated over there and he was going to be tried for something, the U.S. said, hey, we want to try him for something bigger. Send him back here. I think that's a little bit different than like a dude just running there for freedom and then that other government seeking you out to extradite you. I think it's a little different. Again, I don't purport to be and my views purport twice on this show today. I won't say it again. But I don't purport to be an expert on this. I have no idea.
Believe it or not, Mexico, Canada, and the countries of the European Union will not extradite to the U.S. if the person's charged with a capital offense because they abolished the death penalty.
Is it extradite or expedite?
If you do it quickly.
It's extricate, actually.
You could expeditiously extradite someone.
Oh, okay. Say that three times fast.
So there's some. There's a little fact for you there.
That. So, Vito, in summation, you would like to say that you feel really bad about the whole Chris Benoit thing, and you... why don't you step back from the phone just an inch and a half, just so everyone can understand the true magic, and give us your best Nancy woman screaming out for Chris Benoit as he's battling in the ring against, I don't know, let's say Ric Flair, and Ric Flair is putting a hurting on him. Actually, he wouldn't, I don't know, somebody. Give us your best Rick.
Did you miss the beginning of when I called and said I lost my voice last night?
Do
you realize that it's going to sound like this? Chris!
Yeah, do it one more time. That was perfect.
Chris!
Sounds like he's already got his thumbs around your throat.
Yeah, you sound like you're being choked.
Awesome.
Oh, see, that puts a whole new spin on it. I got to go.
Oh, man.
Later.
Vito, do the kid. Hey, do the kid.
I hate you, Street. Bye.
I for the first time in a while when it has anything to do with this show, I agree 100% with Vito right now. You
Whee!
Are a creep. You're the worst person in the world.
Whee! It was a fun ride, Daddy. Let's do it again.
Whee!
Come back here, you little bastard.
Yeah, I mean, again, I got no problem making fun of Benoit. I don't see the point. I don't see the humor.
Is that his real last name?
Kid.
Like, what's with the Benoit balls?
Did he invent those? Headphones down.
Benoit. That's such a bad last name. Bad. I was waiting for the balls joke to come.
What's with the Benoit balls? Did he got no money from them? From that Benoit ball company?
I think they're spelled differently, and it's an entirely different thing, and you're being crazy.
They're spelled and pronounced differently.
Really? They're not spelled different. I thought it was B-E-N-O-U-I-T.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Anyway,
I have a set in the other room if you'd like me to show you.
You got the packaging.
He's Chris Benoit, anyway.
Benoit.
Anyway, so congratulations, Chris Benoit. We're really proud of you.
I'd like to take a second and dedicate this 10th and glazed donut to Zombie. We miss you, Zombie.
Oh, Zombie, call in. I love when Zombie calls in.
You listen to Best in Show, by the way, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio, where you can get us on the instant messenger, Best in Show Keith, Best in Show Brian, or Best in Show Chris. Join us in the chat room. Go over to bestinshowradio.com, click on contact, click on chat, or go to tpxradio.com and click on chat. If you want to call us on the hotline, you can, 877-744-6405. And, I don't know, probably do a bunch of other crap that means nothing. In other magical news today, this week, maybe we could talk about something else other than a murder that's a week and a half old. The corpses are already cold and in the ground, and we're still talking about it.
You want to talk about Versace?
Yes. This week, Chris Angel, as I like to call him, the mind freak, is being sued for, he's being taken to court for divorce. His wife is divorcing him.
Isn't he have a celebrity girlfriend?
The news is the fact that he was even married, because I don't think his celebrity girlfriend, Cameron Diaz, knew that he had a wife.
Are you ready?
Oh, man, I love that dude. I can't even front. I love magic. I love stupid, dumb TV magic.
He looks like a tranny.
I had a pass to the opening night of the Staten Island Film Festival with David Blaine, but I didn't go.
You should have given it to me. I would have went to. I love.
If I'd have known you would have wanted to go, I would have taken you.
I got the DVD and saw it with David Blaine. I love David Blaine. I love Chris Angel.
I had already killed my wife at that point anyway. So.
Wait a minute. So Cameron Diaz is going out with him, and she didn't know that he's married already?
I don't know if she didn't know. I just know that I didn't know.
Oh.
Yeah, I was doing a little joke.
Did the wife know?
Apparently she did. That's why she has gotten. She's hired.
Illusionist to write up her papers.
Yeah, no, divorce attorney of the stars, Dominic Barbara.
Oh.
Is representing her as she says. Yeah, apparently she's been. They were married for 5 years, but he convinced her. His greatest magic trick was to convince her that I have to keep up a single image. It makes me more appealing and makes me more marketable. So I have to act single.
Poof.
You're getting sleepy.
Deep disappearing wife.
You're getting very sleepy.
I'm getting very laid by other girls.
And you're not going to care.
Yeah, so I just found it. Cameron Diaz is going to be subpoenaed.
He told Cameron Diaz he sawed his wife in half.
Let's hope he can make a trick so Cameron Diaz's career can come back.
Jeez, that's what she needs. She needs a good magic trick.
Do you think she needs one, though? What did Cameron Diaz seriously ever do that was good?
You know what?
Something about Mary.
You know what I think Cameron Diaz?
She's all right.
If you're allergic to food, stop eating them. You won't get those big, puffy, terrible.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Cameron Diaz's face looks like she's allergic to peanuts and she ate a bunch of them. Like,
what? Really?
Yeah, look at her.
Wait. Face. Is she allergic to them, or are you just inventing this whole history about her?
I've heard things. I read it on Wikipedia.
My sources tell me, and by sources I mean my cat. She looks like a chipmunk. I bet she's allergic to peanuts, and she eats them all the time. That's why her face is puffy. That's it. That's the ticket.
You know how they always like to show those pictures of celebrities without makeup? Those horrible pictures, like in The Inquirer and things like that?
Oh, I love that.
Every time I see one of them, it's always they always manage to get a shot of Cameron Diaz, and her face is so puffy before, like, I guess she puts
it. Never seen that, no.
I'll be right back.
And, Britney Spears is a good one too. She's an absolute.
They slaughter
monster.
Her, especially lately. Like that, she's
because now she's
grace.
All fat and bloated from drinking.
Dude, she's ravaged from life now. Britney Spears.
They had. I was reading one where they had a picture of her from April, and then 2 months later, it was like the after effect. And it wasn't even as if there was a dramatic difference. It was just no makeup and bad lighting. It was just like an awful picture comparison between.
You know
the
who's
two.
Still hot as hell though? Lindsay Lohan still remains hot as hell and crazier than ever.
She's
dude.
Just getting sexier and sexier.
Dude, the crazier she gets, the sexier she gets. Oh.
You know, Chris is actually, I think she's filthy. Like,
really?
He's not even the least bit interested.
You think she's a monster?
She is the hottest piece of ass.
She's a good-looking girl.
But, I mean, my wife is the hottest
say,
piece of ass.
Second only to your wife.
My wife.
She's But I haven't seen actually any pictures of like Lindsay Lohan without
they makeup.
What's
and all
with
that?
Her? She's in rehab or something.
Yeah. She's I think she might be out of rehab already, but like on a health kick. She's doing sports and stuff.
Apparently,
like that.
I was in my boss's office this week, and one of my coworkers was laughing hysterically, holding up the newspaper and pointing at the headline that said Lindsay Blohan.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
I saw
yeah.
that.
What was that
Friday.
About?
They found
that
like,
could have meant two things, but I doubt it would have meant one of them.
Well,
on the post.
And the
so
thing
I think
is,
it probably meant cocaine.
As soon as he said it, my response to him was and he's like, "No, cocaine." I was like, "Oh,
they found thanks. Traces of it in like as part of the report they're doing." When they recently showed some bad pictures of her being passed out in the front seat of a car or something like that, and that resulted
bad or sexy.
She is hot as hell.
I was just about to say, I don't think find anything remotely attractive about her.
We were just talking about that. You're nuts.
She has the affliction
I'm going to say freckles.
That I call God's little joke, freckles.
Oh, they're delicious.
Yeah, it's really good.
You don't like freckles?
I think freckles may be the most hideous thing on the planet.
Oh, great.
No, I think it's really cool. I think it's great. I think you're hideous whether you have it or not.
Alienate a quarter of our audience.
No, I mean,
sure, one person out of four out there has freckles.
And I'm sorry that God played this horrible joke on you, and you're a spotted, you're a bespeckled freak. I'm sorry, but yeah, it doesn't. I just don't. I don't like seeing spotted.
I know why
skin.
You got rid of your cat because it had freckles. Your cat had freckles. When you got
he had freckles and he used to pee all over the place. I had to get rid of him.
So if you had freckles, you would do like the Jam Brady thing and try to like put lemon juice on your face.
No, I would just put white latex paint on my face. Before I would do anything. And I got news for you. Let me just clear this up. We're talking like perfect world. I'm sure that there are plenty of attractive, freckly people out there. I just don't think Lindsay Lohan's one of them.
Oh, you're blind.
I have freckles all over me, and you can't keep your hands off me.
Yeah, but that's different. We usually do it with the lights off. If I saw your skin color, your skin tone at the time, I'd feel awful. And then we're going to go back. I know any second there's going to be the messages come from Vanessa about how she hates me for this.
It hasn't come already.
No, Vanessa, I never... Okay, in the chat room, she said, here I go talking about how hideous her freckles are. I've never said your freckles were hideous. Just everyone's are hideous. It's not you personally. It's everyone like you that I hate.
You're messed up.
No, I'm being honest. I just don't find them attractive. You know what? It's just a personal thing. Some people don't like fat guys. I don't get offended that they don't like fat guys, you know?
True.
Do you like that I'm likening freckles to obesity?
Everybody loves us fat guys. Come on.
Yeah, you're batting 1,000. Freckles, fat. I mean, I love you.
At least
you.
I got my full head of hair going.
Awesome.
No, but I got a good job, so... What did Chris Benoit used to off himself with an unrelated note?
Yeah, where could you go if you kill...
Gold's Gym.
Where can you go to kill yourself? What country won't extradite your body back?
Bahamas.
Yeah, I just don't find her attractive, man. That's not to say that if she was goodly enough to be with me, that I wouldn't be with her. I'm just saying that she wouldn't be at the top of my list of people.
Would
to
you
be
do
with.
Her or Britney Spears? Who would you do?
Oh,
first?
Britney Spears, without
really?
Question. Without question.
I don't know, man. Well, who would you rather? Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera?
Christina Aguilera is maybe the best, like one of the top 10 girls on the planet.
Yeah, she's
she high. Actually looks like a Martian, I think.
No, she's
yeah,
not
like
too.
In a hot Martian way.
There's something weird about her, but she does look good. I can't deny that.
Christina Aguilera is definitely way better than Britney Spears.
No. Britney who would you Spears rather is, do, Christina Britney Aguilera?
Is,
or...
Britney Spears is marginally better than Lindsay Lohan.
Okay,
she's awful.
Christina Aguilera or David Hasselhoff?
David the Hoff.
The Hoff.
I won't Hasselhoff under any circumstances. Yeah. Zixter in the chat room is saying it's not the freckles, it's the eyebrows that make Lindsay Lohan gross. I don't know what her eyebrows look like.
They're very thin and shapely. They're thin. It looks like they're painted on almost.
I didn't even know she had a face.
I gotta be honest.
She's a big forehead, too. She's like an 8-head.
Girls who shave their eyebrows off, though, tend to be a little bit attractive. I find something oddly hot about that.
The transsexualness about them.
You mean shave them off and paint them back on, or just shave them off?
Either.
Just like a chick with no eyebrows.
What if they shave one off?
I find things arousing when girls are like freakish and weird.
My Aunt Dodie used to do that. That's why you like my Aunt Dodie.
I loved her so much. Gave her a good something.
Good tongue kissing?
No, I didn't tongue kiss her, but I did kiss her dead on the mouth in front of her husband. Love it. Yeah, I don't like freckles. I like Britney Spears. I don't like I like Christina Aguilera. I
think Christina Aguilera looks like a monster half the time.
Yeah, but you like monster movies.
That's true. I love her.
So if it was a monster porn, would you watch it with her?
People are saying she's pregnant now.
Nessie does Dallas.
Not if it was a monster Pregger video, would you watch it?
I don't know how people are into those pregnant porns.
Man. Okay, I'm not even going to screw around. Okay. I don't like Preggers per se.
Don't like pregnant people, period.
But...
Because it means there's a kid on the way.
But... No, not where I come from. We nip that thing in the bud.
Heaven's nice here. Thanks, Daddy.
June 12th, 1986. I'm dead.
Hey, it's Chris Benoit's son.
But
thanks for the memories.
when the pictures, when the first pictures of Britney Spears came out when she was slightly, like she had the slightest little bit of a pregnant pooch, found it kind of hot.
They're saying Christina Aguilera is pregnant now. You might be able to match that attraction.
Like I said, I don't like pregnant chicks, but there's something sexy about a slight little pooch.
Okay, do you watch porn on the internet? Be honest.
Of course.
Do you watch pregnant porn on the internet?
No.
You don't want to go to the pregnant?
No, it's not. I don't like preggers. I'm saying when you saw...
Just a little belly.
A little belly there, I found it kind of hot.
But not because she was pregnant, just because she had a little bit more meat on her. It wasn't the pregnant.
No, but the thing is, I really like anorexic chicks. I like anorexic and bulimic chicks as long
as
they don't
chicks
have...
with a little belly fat.
As long as they're not pregnant. No, I like bulimic pregnant chicks without freckles.
Who look like David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
But not out of their first trimester.
No, certainly not.
Then you can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm.
Aren't you afraid?
No, you can. Stairs.
Did you have sex with your wife when she was pregnant?
I will not discuss my personal sex life on
here. Oh, come on. I would be scared.
Did anybody else have sex with your wife when she was pregnant?
I will not have. I've discussed my wife's personal life on here.
I'd be afraid you were going to hit it, like poke it or something.
Yeah, no, dude, have you seen the size of me? I'm not hitting anything.
You're barely in. You're barely inside.
Unless my kid was hanging off the outside.
Wow. I think that's a lie of the day right there.
What? We're friends. I'm not going to have personal discussions today, thought.
I know technically we didn't swear, but can we really call this a clean show at this point?
Certainly not. This is the most obscene show ever.
In other news,
as long as we're talking about hot, sexy talk, apparently there was a power failure in Manhattan this week, and the 4, 5, and 6 trains were down for 48 minutes. Could you imagine anything more fun than being underground in a subway with no lights, smoldering heat? And
I would crossface somebody. The first person I'd see, I'd crossface them. I'd just die.
Yeah, I don't have too many things that I'm really fearful of. But being someone that works in Manhattan, that it's on subways all the time, I hate the idea of being on a subway and being trapped underground.
And you're always next to the smelliest person or the sweatiest person. You got to stand. It's gross.
No, see, luckily I am the smelliest, sweatiest person, so I'm not next to him. The person next to me is always next to him.
Oh. I like the idea of it possibly turning into like an hour and a half barrage, because eventually they'll send people to kind of walk me through the tunnels, and I can be in the tunnels legally walking to the next platform, like checking out and see what's going on.
I have no interest in seeing those tunnels. I just want to get the F home. Really, man, if you're stuck in that tunnel after work.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily want to get bit by one of the rats that's running through there. They're pretty big.
Brian just wants to go bombing. He's going to go bombing down in there. He's getting ups. He's getting ups all on some of the cars. Oh, look at that.
Oh, you mean spray paint. Oh.
I thought he was a terrorist, too. That's what I thought you were talking about.
No. I meant clean. Like, he saw a clean subway car. He was getting ups down there. I got a sick burner I'm working on.
You weren't stuck on that train, were you, though? The 456?
No, I was not on the train. But one of my coworkers. No, he wasn't either.
Oh, he wasn't.
But one of my coworkers
knew somebody that was almost going to get on that train.
One of my coworkers read the paper where they said something about it.
Yeah, you see, I had heard that no trains were stuck in transport. It's that everything was.
Would you
down.
Like me to go inside and get the newspaper with people complaining that they were boiling underground for 48 minutes?
Really? I thought they were just waiting for trains to come.
They boiled them too? That's not cool.
Yeah, while they were alive, it was like lobsters, delicious. They were succulent with shrimp after the fact. But
the ventilation system has an actual boil feature that kind of goes to cool, hot, boil.
Cool, hot, and then boiling water.
They call it blackout.
Oh, I love it. I thought we weren't talking about my
It's Canadian life. Out. It's French Canadian out.
Come Why on earth did we put an oxygen removal system on this train? Hindsight's 20/20, buddy. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, one of my, actually, Frankie Bones, who's called into the show a couple times past, and one of my new Warcraft buddies I've been playing with a lot lately. But he was actually going down into the subway terminal, and as he walked down there and he was just about to hit his card, they were saying, don't go, you're going to be waiting a long time. Yeah, well, I'm having to take a cab, so I guess it's really not that dramatic of a story. It's like a person who, like, on 9/11 was, like, you know, 3 miles away and got stuck in traffic. My 9/11 drama. You know, like, his drama from the blackout is he had to not get stuck.
I almost ran out of gas on the highway. The traffic was unbearable.
I've had nightmare traffic this week, just so we know. New York, traffic, bad. That's a real good pressing story. I had to get out there.
Now, in New York, traffic all over the place.
In other news, what about this weather we're having? Time and temperature.
Can the Yankees win a game?
Apparently last week at 10 p.m. on the one of the networks, probably E or something, the Paula Abdul show debuted.
No.
And the rumor about town is the Paula Abdul show is the new Anna Nicole show, that she's a train wreck that's going to die any second now. She's out of her mind.
That would be the only way to do it, but I didn't even know she was having
a
show.
So that's what the show is? It's like a reality show? It's I thought she was hosting a show.
No, it's a reality show of her. She does. It's called American Idol.
But here's the thing. How come she hasn't cashed in on this American Idol success and actually recorded an album? You'd think that, like, during the last 4 or 5 years, however long the show's been on.
Forever, your girl.
I mean, she was a pretty big pop star in the 80s. I'm so amazed that she hasn't, like, tried to. Maybe she can't sing anymore.
She cashed in and got the. She's getting a Bratz movie made. That's her cash in.
But don't you find it odd that she hasn't recorded one song since she's become famous?
Yeah, it's really befuddling to me to know that a musical icon like Paula Abdul can't. I'm not saying
aren't you upset that she hasn't, but don't find it odd that like somebody became a star
because
for doing this and now when they have an opportunity to cash in?
No,
or is maybe
the fact that there's no record
business anymore?
I think that she became a star because the record industry machine forced songs into her and she was marketable.
She's not
marketable
straight
anymore.
Up now tell me which is gonna be
she's
you
marketable as being the drunk girl on that show. Like, people aren't going to buy that record. People don't care.
And run.
My phone is ringing in my head. My ears are ringing.
Oh, you can hear that? I can't. Caller, you're on the air.
The zombie.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Did you know that the donut got dedicated to you? Is that why you're calling in?
No, I'm calling in because I just got out of church.
Nice. How was the homily today? What was it about? Were you paying attention?
The homily.
When the priest just talks and rants on his own.
Yeah, when he talks about the gospel and how it should apply to your life. What exactly was today's homily about? What was today's gospel about, actually?
You mean sermon?
Yeah, sermon. Well, you know, I'm Roman Catholic, and we called it a homily at my church.
I don't really know what he called it, but it was about like how people think they have a certain freedom when actually they don't, like the people who beat the crap out of that hobo in January.
Oh.
Like they have a freedom, they're grown up with a freedom, so they believe they can do what they want, but they actually can't.
Okay.
It's a 4th of July homily.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I love the idea. Zombie, right now I'm just thinking, can we have a new bit every week that you call in after church and it's the sermon summary, zombie sermon summary every week and you let us know exactly what happened at church this week?
Yeah, that might work.
Awesome. I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. I love the idea. So something, homeless people getting blown up in January?
Up. Homeless people got beat up by two kids, I think, in Connecticut.
I'm sorry, is your name Zombie?
Oh.
I got a little confused.
I was just referring to what he was talking about.
I'm being a jerk.
Is that right, Zombie, right? The two kids, the teenagers that...
There's three kids, yeah. And then they just kicked the crap out of them until one kid dropped a concrete block on his face and he lived just barely.
So it's America. We have these public. We have these.
And how do you think that this sermon relates to your life? Like, what are you going to take out of it?
Nothing.
Perfect.
Wait, you don't. If you are met with the opportunity to drop a cinder block on a man's head, will you still do it?
Wait, ask that again. I'm sorry.
Will you drop a cinder block on a man's head if you're given the opportunity to do so?
Keith's head, specifically.
Well, whose head? Is it Paris
Hilton? A homeless person's head, not Paris Hilton's head.
God forbid.
Okay. I will not do a homeless
person. See, then you have learned from this. You've learned from this sermon today. You would drop a cinder block on Paris Hilton's head?
Why wouldn't I?
Oh, yes.
God, he's a tail.
How about Britney Spears?
Well, first she has to grow her hair back, then I'll do it.
So as long as she stays bald, she's alive in your mind. But if she grows her hair back, you'll drop a cinder block on her head.
Because then she could cushion it, and he won't get as much trouble.
Right.
Can I ask Zombie?
Yeah, she has... What?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Zombie.
If she has hair, I drop Cinder Block on her head. If she has no hair, I'll eat her brain.
Hey, Zombie, quick question. I wanted to know, what badge did you get? Wind up getting when you got went away to the Scouts the 2 weeks ago? Did you wind
Wait,
up getting
which badges?
Yeah, did you wind up getting any badges a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I got what the hell did I do?
Just out of church.
I did communications.
And what was that? Like a tin cans and string?
No.
Okay. And what else?
Don't make light, bro. Don't make light.
Apparently not your long-term memory badge.
I'm doing mammal study. I did mammal study and I did astronomy and I did
listen to astronomy, Donomy.
Soil water conservation. In the first three classes I had with the same counselor, and that counselor didn't know what he was doing, so on the fourth day I just brought my pillow and I slept.
And they still gave you a badge. What is this, Boy Scouts or school?
I get the badge.
You're taking school courses in Boy Scouts.
Love it.
Yeah, that's great, man.
You know, now you're actually going to have to listen to the priest every week to tell us what he said.
Well, I listen at the same time I'm thinking about my video games I'm addicted to.
Understood. Wait, can we look a little further, a little deeper into this? What is your religious denomination? What flavor?
What do you mean?
What flavor religion are you?
You mean what type of Christianity?
Okay, well, you're a Christian then. Okay, we'll start there. Yeah, and then what type of Christianity?
Anglican. I used to be Episcopalian until that Baptist was gay. So we.
It's gay. Did you say Episcopalian is gay?
What makes it gay, Zombie?
What?
What makes Episcopalian gay?
He takes it by a man.
Who is that, Jeebus? Jesus?
Wait, so you're telling me that one of the tenets of the Episcopalian faith is
the head of Episcopalian churches in America is gay.
Oh, okay. We thought somebody in the Bible.
Like, that was like a big deal.
Oh, wait, you're talking about Ted Haggard?
No. I have no clue what his name is.
In the Episcopalian faith, they started to allow gay people to be to be priests and such. And the head of the Episcopalian church had to come out and say, "I am pro." Like,
and so when he turned gay, did your family make you change? Did your family make you change, Zombie, or you changed on your own?
For the record, I just want
to
say,
turned gay. Change before my family did.
Oh, you changed before your family did,
and they did it as a result of this new Episcopalian, you can be gay thing.
Yeah, because and you shouldn't allow anybody to do. I don't know. I'm not really God, so I can't really say anything that I don't know crap about.
Contrary to popular belief.
And so now you're evangelistic. What is he?
Now, for the record, I just want to say the term "turn gay" has just made me more livid than anything today. So when he turned gay.
When he came out,
bling, sprinkled dust on him. He turned gay.
So you switched God. You switched gods when you found out that God was gay. I can't believe in this God because he's gay.
Well, that is great, Zombie. Now we got a new bit. Awesome.
Terrific. And any other news in your life that you wanna get to us before we get ready to go through the Firecracker 500? It is the 4th of July this week, guys.
I'm in summer school. I have to, from Monday through Thursday for next 2 weeks. I've already done it for 1 week, so 3 weeks and all.
What'd you fail, buddy?
What
did you fail?
I didn't fail anything. I got a B- in algebra, and my teacher thought it wasn't good enough grade.
What?
That's insane.
I would say
wow.
I don't know where you live, but I think you're at the intersection of crazy and loony town.
You're going to summer school. A B+. Wow,
that was my average.
That was your average D's. I was like, yes, I did it. I'm gonna
65,
pull through.
I passed.
Oh, I got a 30, but I passed the regents. All right, exactly. I'll make it.
But it's from Monday through Thursday, 5 hours a day.
Wow.
Honestly, you live in a horrible, horrible place.
But think about this, Zombie.
You didn't fail algebra. Your teachers failed you.
What college do you want to go to, Zombie, when you graduate?
College?
I want to go to a film school.
Oh, okay. You don't need to get a B. You could get D's, and you could go to any film school you want, brother.
Start filming your anti-gay film now. You'll get into tons of film schools. I guarantee it. Awesome. Zombie, we look forward to hearing from you next week, calling in for the for Zombie's Sermon Summary.
Sermon Summary.
Zombie's God Talk.
I love it. I look forward to it, buddy. Thanks for checking in with us.
Okay.
Later,
bye.
Dude.
Doesn't you rock?
Yeah. I'm unbelievably disappointed to know that this young man is a homophobe already.
No, it's not even them. It's his parents. They made
he
him.
He changed. No, he
no,
changed
he said
before.
He did first.
He changed before his parents did.
No, he wanted to first because he said that.
Oh, I thought he said his parents
because
did.
People shouldn't be. And then he stopped and said, "But then again, I'm not God, so I don't know."
See, I thought it was.
People
I thought his
be.
Parents
Wait.
Decided to switch.
I'm sure
to.
It's his parents. Yeah. You know, it's you know.
Wow, I can't believe awesome. One of Zombie's family members becomes gay. He's going to have to change.
He's going
to
eat their brains.
He's going to have to change family members.
If they become gay.
If they become gay. If they turn gay. Turn gay.
Here it is. I'm changing.
Would that be magic fairy dust?
What's happening to me? I'm turning gay. Like, you know, like it's a change.
Well, you know, he's a couple merit badges away from Eagle Scout, so he's going to have to open up to that world pretty soon.
I can't believe he hasn't opened up to already. If he's in the Scouts. Who else is in the Scouts?
Awesome. We don't have too incredibly much time left in the show, and I'm
slacking.
And I've got a million. Wow, Fred just punched himself in the face with the microphone, and I have like about 400 stories that I wanted to get through.
Let's
if I
go.
Could.
Firecracker 500.
Firecracker 500 for the 4th of July coming up. 4th of July. What is your favorite activity on the 4th of July?
Mine, eating.
Okay. What's your second favorite?
Drinking.
What yeah. Third favorite?
Watching.
Watching other people eat. Those people eating hot dogs at Nathan's. I'm sorry, my friends. This year, now that Joey Chestnut has broken Kobayashi's hot dog record, he will not be able to face Kobayashi head-to-head. Kobayashi has pulled out. Kobayashi has arthritis
of
in his
jaw.
And he will never be involved in eating competitions again.
He will never eat again.
He's apparently, he can only open his mouth up wide enough to maybe get like his fingertip in his mouth, supposedly.
Wow.
I think it has a lot to do with the fact that he knows that he's going to lose to Joey Chestnut this year and he wants to go out a champion.
That's what thinking.
Give me a donut in honor of Kobayashi.
What kind do you want? Jelly
same
again?
One, yeah.
The hot dog flavored one.
Same one, spit it back out. Yes. I'll give it to you again.
Maybe I'll take a bite for Kobayashi.
Screw Kobayashi.
Yeah, America. USA, USA, USA. USA. We're taking it back this year, friends. Joey Chestnut is going to do it.
I bet that...
the little broad?
Yeah, I bet she's going to win.
She's not going to do it. She's been trying for the last 3 years, and she finishes like 4 or 5 every year. Joey Chestnut. He just broke the record
can
like a month
a
ago.
Napkin?
What else you got?
Thanks,
What else I got? This week, if you lived in some crazy place where you can get the Al Jazeera network, where do they show that?
Everywhere.
In New York City.
Do they really?
Yes.
On Time Warner Cable, yeah.
Yeah. You don't have Time Warner Cable, Doug. You don't know.
Wacky, crazy lens.
Okay, well, no. Okay, then maybe it's not just on Al Jazeera. It's there was a kids' TV show called Farfour, and Farfour was a Mickey Mouse ripoff, and he was
Al Jazeera.
Yeah. And that played in
I
New
think
York?
So. I think so.
Okay. Well, Farfour, he looked like Mickey Mouse. And this week, on the last episode of Farfour ever, he was killed by an Israeli trying to steal his land. And the show has now been canceled. And they explained to the children that, you know, the you know, that our land of Palestine belongs to us. What are you looking at?
That is messed up.
Oh, Hamas, not Al Jazeera. It's on Hamas. That's what it is.
Okay, okay. Wait a second. There's a TV's network called Hamas.
It's a Hamas network. Yeah,
I was about to say, wow, Al Jazeera really don't give an F. They just show him this show.
Yeah, well, so this week,
usually at least to pretend, to, you know, like to be more moderate.
Yeah, so that's the thing behind it. So Farfour is no longer. I know all you big fans of the show. I think he only had
that's
like
great.
4 or 5 episodes, but in this 5th episode, he was killed by an Israeli looking to steal his land.
You get off my land! I'll shoot you, you mice!
Oh,
you
so
mouse.
You say Farfour asked for it?
Obviously,
Farfour.
By the way, at 10 p.m. tonight, that show with Paula Abdul is called Hey Paula. So if you want to check it out, check it out. I personally will be checking out Ice Road Truckers that I'm very disappointed has been on for 2 weeks already and I didn't even see it happen up till now. It looks
that's
awesome.
Supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, Ice Road Truckers, it's the deadliest catch for the History Channel apparently.
I saw that last night.
I didn't see it. I T-voted today. TiVoted today. I thought it started this week. It starts 2 weeks ago. I'm so bummed.
But you love those shows, don't you?
Well, yeah, dude.
You like Mythbusters?
I love Mythbusters.
Mythbusters are one of the weird New Jersey guys. Am I correct?
Oh,
no.
Is it? No, I don't think so.
Well, Mythbusters are two special effects guys from LA.
Okay.
Do you still watch the Real World Road Rules Challenge?
No. I love that, dude.
By the way, I got to my job yesterday at 8 o'clock in the morning, and there was people just lined up at the AT&T store next to me out on their cots.
Oh, for the iTunes, for the iPod.
Hold on.
Phone.
Let me cross off. Let me cross off number 3 on my list as you start it for me. Go.
And apparently the security guard at my job asked them when, and they had been there all night, like people, but they didn't go on sale till like 6:30 last night. And I mean, this was maybe 100 people outside of the store, so I can imagine the Manhattan stores.
I wish that security guard walked by him and just said, "Yo, you guys want a phone or something?" And kept walking by. Ha ha ha! Joke's on you. You want a phone? Yeah. Apparently the demand wasn't so bad because the thing cost $16 billion to get the service on. It wasn't that bad. I don't think too many people went unserved with it. If you were short, there was another store that was able to help you. So congratulations, you got your stupid expensive phone. I can't wait for someone that I work with to have it.
$50 next week.
So I could smash it.
Is PlayStation 3 easily accessible now?
I don't know.
Yes,
they are. Right.
I have no idea.
I heard people are bummed out about it.
Xbox 360?
No, about PlayStation 3.
Yeah, why, no, it's not that good?
Yeah, PlayStation, they say it's just nothing
it's
special.
It's a little bit of an upgrade, yes. Not much of one.
Exactly.
I have no intention of getting it.
So is it cheap now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no time.
Dude, just play Warcraft. It's better than any other game you're going to get. Stop being crazy. Although, I'll be honest, I went to Toys R Us yesterday to get some toys for my kid, and I almost reserved my copy of Madden 08, and then I thought, you know what? This may be the first time that I don't buy Madden.
Because wow. It's going to cut into your World of Warcraft time, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Oh, you freak.
Which, by the way, the Midsummer Festival, I've completed my quests, my friends. I have my Cinder Bracers.
Can you take
and
me
I've got my
it?
Fire Mantle.
When does it end?
Like 5 days. It's really, really hard.
It really ends that soon?
It's really hard. It's unbelievably hard.
Are you
hard.
Saying you're not going to take me through?
I'll coach you through it on the phone.
What level are you?
I am 21st level now.
Oh, you're not going to do me much good anyway. I thought you were like 25th level now.
I'll house you in a heartbeat.
No, I understand that. But
no,
I
house. No, I'm actually almost 22nd level. I'm on the verge.
I thought you were like 25 and you were going to roll me through these, you know.
No. So, dude, the missions that I'm doing, these two missions that my wife and I wound up going through are meant for 40th and 50th level people. And my wife and I, 20th level. I'm 20th. She's 17th level. We did it.
You guys still did it naked?
Was the payoff worth it? Or?
Not really.
Okay, so I won't even care then.
Are you guys still doing it naked?
I've said I'm not going to talk about my personal life on the air.
All right.
In other news today, Joel Siegel, dead.
Who is Joel Siegel?
Wow.
Joel
he's
Siegel.
Dead.
He was, yeah, he's dead. It's inconsequential.
Is he related to Benoit in any way?
No, Joel Siegel. He was the movie critic from like...
Oh, the crazy hair Chicago guy?
No, that's Gene Shalit.
Right. Joel Siegel's got glasses and a mustache. He looks very similar to him, but not all crazy head.
I thought he was the guy who did the show with Allison Steele. Allison...
Is that a porn name?
Not Allison Steele. Allison.
Wasn't that Jim Kerr?
Allison Bales, the woman who does who used to work for IFC. They do a show on like Channel 4 reviewing movies.
Real Talk?
It might be Real
that's
Talk.
That's Jeffrey Lyons.
That's who I thought Joel Siegel was at first. That was my whole point.
She's like English, right?
That yeah, she's cute as hell.
How'd the Siegster die?
Colon cancer, I think.
Fake.
Colon cancer. We've been battling it since 1997. And sorry,
jamming things up your butt.
Can I have one final second? I wanted to dedicate this last donut, probably the nail in my coffin, to Veal Chop. This one's for you.
Vito, send the $20 to me.
No.
Send it to me. I'll make sure it gets to Brian. I'll make sure it gets to him. Hey, congratulations, man. I guess I'm eating my hat. Good thing I didn't bet eating my hat for this.
I wouldn't bet the bank on it yet.
Brian would have eaten it for you.
Catch it up to me. I've hit bottom.
You've hit bottom, and you're uncomfortable. Will you admit now that when you ate that dozen that day, it couldn't have been as easy as you think it is?
It was. I was in a different place. I was eating one meal a day, and I was starving, and
It was during
working.
A 12-hour period, he said, too. 15-hour period.
It wasn't
period
12
when
hours, but it was it was longer than
no,
2 hours.
No, he said that it was after 12 hours of not eating is when he did it, which if you don't eat for a while, you generally can't eat more. Your stomach shrinks. But
I was down to like a meal a day for like a good solid year, basically, and that meal was huge all the time, so it doesn't surprise me that I'm feeling a little different.
Huge.
Does the slapping of the donuts in my mouth while I'm talking bother you at all?
Yeah, it makes me feel disgusting.
How many did you eat?
Are you a little embarrassed right now? Are you a little embarrassed that this dude just ran through a dozen?
How many did you eat today?
Today, one.
Oh, so I ate two, so I finished second.
I had
two. We tied for second.
Oh, we tied for second.
You guys win.
Freddie didn't eat any, and he's going
to
puke.
Wait, so that means I have to pay for the pizza now?
Oh, which, by the way, before I forget,
That was totally my point, bro.
$20
Looking
for you.
To get some cash.
Exactly. $20.
Freddie, smell this donut.
While he's reaching into his pocket to get it, just so you guys know, I know you're all excited about it. The Spice Girls, they're coming back. Oh, my God. I don't even know which song I'm ending the show with. I just realized.
Spice Girls song, please.
tell me what you want.
Because they're not great.
Take your 20.
The Spice Girls.
Remix?
The Spice Girls are coming back. I hope you guys are excited.
I hope I am too.
I hope Scary Spice snapped back into shape after Eddie Murphy's baby came out of her.
Yeah, the Spice of the Spice Girls, every single one of them has a child now, right? Oh, except for the lesbian one.
Which one is the lesbian one?
My favorite, Melly C.
That's Sporty Spice.
Isn't she the one married to...
No, that's Posh Spice.
With the kid Brooklyn. Oh, how do you name your kid Brooklyn?
Brooklyn Queens.
I'm going to name my kid Astoria, dog. I'm going to name my kid Port Richmond. Better than Queens.
That was Chris's first name. That was Chris's father was going to call him Queens.
It's very true. I'm trying to think what other things. If you're in Philadelphia and you're by any sort of creeks, look out. There were two alligators absconded this week. Absconded?
Meow.
I don't know. Caught.
Kidnapped.
Yeah.
They were extradited from Florida.
Yeah, no, it was expedited. It was done very quickly. So there are alligators in Philly, so look out for yourself.
In Philadelphia, there's alligators. What is this world coming to?
I don't know. What is this world coming to? Tom Glavine's going to get his 300th game soon.
Really?
What's this world coming to? What do you get? 297 this week? Or
298?
297.
Sports. 7. Oh, Glavine. In other news, Crazy Cabbie has been fired by Sirius Radio after threatening to put out a Howard Stern porn tape.
Yeah, I heard him on Opie and Anthony talking about it.
So did I. I heard him on
Opie
and Anthony talking about it, too.
Is that the infamous tape that was... Was that the tape that was filmed inside the old K-Rock studios?
Yes, it was.
I guess so.
And with Ron Jeremy and Tabitha Stevens as well. He guy's an idiot. He goes to O&A. Howard gave him all this stuff. And then I'm not going to tell him he's a traitor, but he's looking for money. He's a prick.
Yeah, I know, because you wouldn't look for money?
What do you mean? He has a radio show there. I mean, he's getting paid there.
Duh, his first name is Crazy.
You know, it's true. He's an ass.
What a psycho. I just wanted to point out a couple of quick things, other things if I could. I watched a show this morning on the Hindenburg. I love being old and caring about things that I would never care about when I was a kid. And the Hindenburg was one of the greatest ships in the world, and I really want to ride a blimp one of these days.
Oh, the humanity.
It's really just amazingly beautiful. They showed like the whole Hindenburg and how it was beautiful.
I'm actually going to Mexico this week for my honeymoon, and I'm so scared of flying. I don't want to fly, dude.
Don't take a blimp.
I know I'm not going to take a blimp to Mexico, but I don't want to fly.
Are you going
to
be back for next week?
No.
Oh, you're not going to be on the show next week?
I'm going to be.
I love you just jump in the back of a truck and get.
You know
my
what?
Wish,
I'm not going to be on the show next week either. It's a throwback to the old days.
Old school. High five.
I don't want to go, man. It's going to be scary.
I love speaking of the Hindenburg, my honeymoon. Dot, dot, dot.
I'm not going to make it. I bet this is my last show, I think.
Sorry, buddy.
Because there's going to be a terrorist attack when I'm on the plane. I know it.
It's just going to be Montezuma's Revenge, my friend. And there it is. Number 12 is in his mouth. He's completed a dozen donuts in 2 hours.
Pop this cherry.
Hey. F you, pay me.
Did you see a 20? The 20's on the floor over there, man.
Yeah, I know. F you, pay me.
I paid you. It's 20 on the floor.
I know. I was just making good.
Go get your shine box.
The last horrible, delicious story that I wanted to mention for the week, we talked about the Superman ride having a girl getting her feet cut off last week. This week at Rye Playland, a 20-year-old woman was killed on the Mind Scrambler.
It's funny.
I thought we did our Stern story earlier. The Mind Scrambler is a ride where you spin on the ground in a darkly light flashing room.
The Scrambler, that's the Magical Mystery Tour.
Exactly.
A woman was killed in that.
Hence
my
the
God.
Point of why I'm bringing.
She
this
had an
story
epileptic
up.
Attack and choked on her tongue. What happened?
There
that's
was
the only
no
reason I could
the,
see.
The specifics have not been revealed yet, but she was. Apparently the second person at Rye Playland to get killed on the Mind Scrambler this year.
Whoa.
The last one was a 7-year-old kid that fell out of the ride.
Okay, that you can.
You know what I'm starting to picture sometime in the future when we're all a little older. Remember amusement parks?
Yeah, exactly.
Remember rides?
And I'll say I won't remember them.
Well,
fondly.
I don't remember going on them, but I'll remember when they existed. Yeah, people used to go on these things, but then they kept getting killed.
You know, I would say
curse
that
their
it's,
hearts.
I would say that it's crazy, but if you know the Scrambler, it's not like they don't really strap you in that much. There's like a bar
they
that
do,
sits in front of you.
But that's the thing they do now since the 7-year-old died that you now have to wear seatbelts.
And I know, but just personally speaking, I know that I've stood up in that car while it was going. Just this trusty little thing.
There's going to be one big one.
Many, many people have.
I almost died on the teacups.
I'm telling you what's going to happen. There's going to be one big one. There's going to be like a roller coaster is going to fly off the track and kill like 100 people or something.
I probably should have picked a song that had a longer intro, huh? Sorry.
That's right. Wrap up, Chris.
Best in Show Radio. We'll see you guys next week. Happy birthday, Debbie Harra. Harry. Pamela Anderson.
Debbie Harra?
Yeah, Debbie Harra.
The casino?
How old is Pam Anderson? 50?
She turned 40 years old today.
By the way, I don't know for a fact that this roller coaster thing is going to happen, but if it does, do you guys know of a country I can maybe go to lay low for a while?
I don't know what I'm doing with this song here. It was just confusing. I love it when she puts me down. Anticlimactic ending. Best in Show Radio. By the way, today in history, in 1859, the first intercollegiate baseball game was played. Amherst beat Williams 66-32.
They cheated.
And Michael Landon died today in 1991. Best in Show. We'll see you guys next week. I almost forgot. Cocky socks. Steamroller all over your face. She lets me know I'm scared for the going shows. I hate being alone, so fall over. Oh, I love her, she loves me. She's perfect, can't you see? Keep my eyes what's nightmare. I love it when she puts me down. Slowly and it shows. I can't let her go.